800-600-600.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. It may be over after at least 11 people were shot at the Naval Sea Systems Command Headquarters building in the Washington Naval Yard. Four confirmed dead. The shooter is said to be dead. Police are investigating the possibility there's another shooter. The building, which employs 3,000 people, is being evacuated.
People were pushing, people were shoving, you know, people were falling down. As we came outside, people were climbing the wall, trying to get out over the wall, get out of spaces. It was just crazy.
Terry Durham saw the gunman.
He was tall. He appeared to be dark-skinned. He did not have... I don't think he had a hat on. We were looking, but he was down the hall far enough that we couldn't see a face, but we saw him hold the rifle.
The shooter has been identified as a former Navy officer in his 50s, whose status was recently changed. Some staggering figures from the flooding in Colorado. Nearly 19,000 homes damaged or destroyed. Close to 12,000 people have been evacuated, and more than 1,200 people listed as unaccounted for. ABC's Alex Stone in Boulder.
Among the missing, maybe the hundreds who rescuers say are alive but are still stranded. Boulder County is telling those who are trapped to wave bed sheets or light small fires to let rescue helicopters know they're there. This is a massive rescue effort underway now, and the clock is ticking as people have little food, water, or power in some areas.
Along the coast of Italy, engineers say they've successfully begun lifting the hull of the shipwreck Costa Concordia off the reef that's been lying on since capsizing in January of 2012 in a disaster that left 32 people dead. Lightning.
I can trust in a political world.
And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 9 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock here on the 16th of September, 2013. In the studio with me is both Six and Ben. And Ben's already on a roll. His belly is full. He didn't, but usually I can guarantee I can get a meal out of Ben. No, he comes in here with some foo-foo salad today, so I can't eat. So I hope you guys are out there getting something to eat and having a great lunch because, you know, that's just wrong.
Well, you should have just stopped over earlier and we could have went to lunch together.
I couldn't. I've been running since 6:45.
Yeah, well, you still have
to. I went to bed at 6:30 and I woke up at 7:15 late.
Yeah.
You know, and in between I've forgotten to eat. I'm preparing. Mm-hmm. I'm moving forward. Onward and outward. The number is 347-945-5229. I want to hear from you today. It is open, Mike. It's Monday. And I've got some things on my heart and on my mind. And so I want to say them quickly, and then I want to get out the way. What?
No, I'm ready to listen.
I want to say them now, or do you guys want to just shoot the bull?
Speaking of the bull. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff.
Call me a bull.
No one called you a bull.
I'm going to have to. I hurry up and get on the air because I got to ask you a question.
Jeff, don't come in here and start talking all over.
Doing all this.
Because we hear you in the mic. They know it's you.
Look at this stuff.
That's not mine.
Not mine.
That's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't belong to me either.
Why does that picture of the president buy cigarettes?
Oh. It says never quit trying to quit.
Well, no one can hear you.
Who?
We can't.
Yes, you can.
No, can't hear you.
Yeah, you can. Oh. Did you guys have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Steelers lost, Browns lost.
Well, Steelers didn't play yet.
They didn't play yet. Come on.
Oh, okay.
She don't love her own team. She ain't trying to follow.
No, I ain't trying to follow.
Stop it then. Jeez. You always trip like that.
Yeah.
I'm an engineer. I know what's happening with that when I'm talking like that.
Yeah, but I don't like you talking that far back.
No, I know you don't.
So I have a problem with it.
It's effective.
It's not effective, but I sound like an echo.
No, it don't.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Engineer.
Sounds like you're in a box.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you hear me.
But you know what?
No.
With a Browns shirt and hat on, yeah, you're
definitely
need to
be in a box.
The penalty box.
The loser's box.
I'm amazed.
New coach. What?
No. I mean,
what are you amazed at?
You've got. They played a team that gave up 49 points last week, and they could only score 6.
Well, I mean, no. Who they give up? Who they score 49 points against? Who was it they gave 49 points to?
Denver.
And Denver did what this
and
week?
And Denver gave up 28 points this week.
Did Denver win
Denver
yesterday?
Gave up 28?
Yeah. Well, so they won, though. They still won.
Of course they won.
But, you know, I mean, that's just a measurement of how bad the Browns are this year. I am so disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
I'm disappointed in the quarterback. But
why are you
quarterback? You hardly got a nickel back for that.
Oh, we got some good things, but
can
I don't know what
you better
happened.
Hope to get a penny back.
Can I ask why you're disappointed? Why are you surprised?
Well, you want the game between Pittsburgh and Cleveland to be close, you know.
Well, it depends.
We're going to take y'all.
Okay.
Because y'all worse than us.
Well, hey, I'm not going to.
You can't deny that.
I can't deny that right now. I'm just.
Well, it's not that we're worse than us. We're just injured and hurt.
Yeah.
No, you're not injured.
Here's the difference.
Terrible.
When Pittsburgh loses, they get beat. When Browns lose, they beat themselves.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. All, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I mean, but that's their story.
Three interceptions last week we lost.
That's right.
Three drops by, what's his name, we lost.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't hear anything. Okay.
Ooh.
Here, hand it here. No, don't throw it out because we got great engineers.
Yeah, they can fix that.
They fix stuff easily.
But anyhow, I mean, that's what I don't get.
Why y'all shooting up on D.C.?
We're getting to D.C. They shot up D.C. He was in the Navy.
They haven't said that yet, but they said he had come down or they had
demoted him or they had changed his job. So it was a government issued job. It was a government issued gun.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to worry about background checks.
So somebody in the government went postal?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what happened. And so now we've got to explain it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to explain it. President couldn't give his message.
Was he going to talk today?
Oh, yeah, he was coming out to talk about the economy, and they canceled it.
That sounds like about right for the economy.
Well, somebody shot it, too.
Somebody shot it, too, yeah.
It was him.
Yes, it was. It was our illustrious most.
Did you all see my post on Jeopardy?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to go to my Facebook.
Why don't you tell us what it is? Everybody's not in the world on Facebook.
You got the Jeopardy, game being played. Putin is in the middle. He has like 5,000 points. You have Obama on one side with no points, and you have Kerry on the side with no points.
Uh-huh.
And he says, Alex, I'll play American presidents for 1,000, please.
Don't do light.
Light. That's funny.
We got to get to Putin and Talking Heads on Saturday morning, and we got to get to Miss America.
Well, yeah, speaking about
Putin. And we got to get to all that kind of stuff.
Speaking on Putin, we got the Browns games.
Yeah,
because that's all they were doing was Putin around.
I believe.
I tell you what, though, Kyle Busch almost made history again this weekend. He almost won.
You related to Jeb?
No.
These are the drinking Bushes.
No. These are the driving Bushes.
He's not related to the drinking Bushes?
No, they're from Nevada. Kurt and Kyle Busch are from Las Vegas.
Okay.
Well, I guess I know.
Wait a minute. You said they're from Nevada. Where are the drinking Bushes from?
Colorado.
St. Louis.
I was going to say. That's where the huge.
But he almost won all three races.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's like the Triple Crown. The same horse.
He's the only driver to ever do it.
He would have been.
When the truck race, the top three series is the truck series, the nationwide series, and the sprint cup series. He's the only driver to ever sweep a weekend, and he almost did it. He's almost done it three times now. This is the second in 2 weeks.
When you're hot, you're hot.
You ever notice I know when to shut up? I don't know what y'all talking about.
Me neither. I mean, when it comes to Bush, I think one in the hand's worth two in the...
Hey, Larry, your mic's up.
That's all I
know. Hey, I'm glad Jeff's there because that's the guy I've got to talk to. Now, the difference, Jeff, between the Steelers and the Browns this season is the Steelers are going to have a down year. Which that happens every 7, 8, 9, 10 years. With the Browns, that's just to be expected every year. So I understand your frustration.
If we change quarterbacks, look, you have the longest running front office in football history, I do believe. I think only Green Bay can rival you all as far as how solid the organization is. You have the best organization in football, which makes the Steelers usually the best team in football. I don't know what they did. I think they did it on purpose. Because I think
I seen a thing on Facebook the other day. This guy had a jersey. It was a Browns jersey, and they had 17 different quarterback names on there. Everybody going back to Couch, McCoy, Whedon, Fry. I mean, when do you you going to just figure out it's not quarterback, it's the team?
Can I say something that's going to be considered very racial?
Well, hold on then, Jeff. You got to just make sure so I'm on the same page. Are you a Michigan fan or a Ohio State fan?
I'm an Ohio State fan, which they're going to handle y'all. You know that.
I know you went to Michigan.
I thought you were saying, because the way you worded that, it was like, okay, I apologize then.
I just want to know.
Okay, yeah. Ooh,
we're talking about Ohio State, Michigan.
Ohio State going to thump them again. I mean, Akron hasn't won a road game, Jeff, in probably 7-8 years. And
that's going to change, though, because my cousin's a coach there now.
At Akron?
Yeah, my cousin's the head coach there.
Okay.
Good man.
Since your cousin's the coach, it's going to change?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to change. It's got to change. If he wants to get to the NFL, it better change.
Tracy, my real call is I didn't know if you've seen that article in the Dispatch, I think it was Saturday, about all these SEIU janitors. The Service Employees International Union they're threatening a strike down in Columbus because right now about 70% of the 1,000 janitors down there are on full-time. Part of these negotiations, because of Obamacare, they're going to take that down to about 15%, and these guys are upset.
Okay.
My question myself was, how many of these guys supported the president? And then I went back and I looked. All of them, and the SEIU was one of the biggest ones. So now they're going to threaten a strike. They're going to threaten a strike because the people are responding to Obamacare. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's try this again. And the light bulb just went off where?
Well, it just went off with them because...
Because I was trying to... The first segment light, because see Larry, I gotta fuss. Hold on,
I brought it up.
Hold on, I gotta fuss with Larry for a minute. Larry, I said light for 2 minutes. Here y'all go, Obamacare. Because Talking Heads this morning told me that Republicans made it hard for it to be implemented. But go ahead, you can go ahead with your comment now.
didn't the president tell the unions go pound sand this weekend too?
I think so.
Yes, he did.
But
Richard Trump, the real sad thing is that they could go on strike.
They could go on strike for 8-10 weeks, 10 months in Columbus. There's still going to be more trash in the White House.
Ben!
God, I'm serious. That's all. The only thing that comes out of the White House is garbage.
Ben!
What would he want? Legislation on down. Everything comes out of the White House is trash.
I let you come in from on one day a week.
Yeah, and I keep it real.
Trash.
That should be a good song. We got to come up. We got to write that.
Let's write it.
600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Trash.
No, guys.
Legislation
trash.
Coming
no,
out of the
no. Now, listen,
executive
I,
branch.
No, trash. Talking trash.
Come on.
Larry,
what a country's coming in. So Sticks will come on in.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're right at country. I got a couple country tunes written.
Hey, South Carolina, how you doing?
I'm still fuming. I'm still mad.
You in the union.
Why are you mad?
I'm Tracy. You know, that's $74 more a month. That really irks me. I mean, that really irks me. You just don't know how much.
I can tell. It's been 5 days and you're still talking about $74.
But see, Tracy, on the flip side of that.
Okay, South Carolina. South Carolina. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just give a little cliff notes for the people that didn't hear Friday.
Because
Ben's looking like, what? Sticks is looking like, huh? And there are people that are listening going, what are you talking about? So tell a little story so Larry can jump in and be on the amen bandwagon.
We went through open enrollment, okay? They gave us our one and only choice, or there's two choices, don't get it or get it, health plan. And the one that they had, it increased my premium up $74 more a month. Then they're telling me it's a high deductible, $2,000 deductible. And on top of that, I find out that I can't, my medicine, my pharmacy plan, my RX plan, it doesn't kick in until that $200 deductible, until that $2,000 deductible is satisfied. So the medicine that I was normally paying $10 for cost me $99.98 every time I go to fill the prescription.
Uh-huh. So let's continue with our song.
Trash.
Trash. Out of the White House.
Hey, so South Carolina is basically saying that Obama lied to him there. Is that what he's saying?
No.
Trash.
That's not what he's saying.
Because I remember that when they were selling that health care plan, and I'm not talking Nancy Pelosi just told you to pass it and then read it, but I remember Obama going out and saying your deductibles would go down, the cost curve of health care would go down, your premiums would go down. If you liked your health care coverage, you could keep it. But that's he lied.
That the average family will save $2,500 a year.
But you know what? You know whose fault this is?
Ours.
Republican.
No.
It's the GOP.
Bush.
No.
Bush's fault.
It is because, you know what? After Bush, you put up all these namby-pamby, limp-wristed guys to run, and you getting the result of that now. Is having you putting up the same thing as Obama was, and so there's no sense in voting for the Republican Obama. It makes sense to go with the Democrat Obama because he looked better, okay, and talked better. That's the only thing it is. They're all doing
trash.
The same thing. Trash. We're talking to trash.
You know what? Listen, you got to understand. It is bigger than that. They lie. They all lie.
Bald-faced lies.
And I watched them on TV this morning. I watched the morning shows for the reruns in the middle of the night. And they said that the problem with the Affordable Health Care Act is Republicans are making it difficult to be enacted properly.
And that is...
That's trash. That's a lie.
Talking trash.
Everything coming out of the White House.
My biggest complaint, I guess, is if you go back and you listen to what you said, Jeff, me, Dick, and everybody that was talking and saying, hey, this is not a good bill, this is not good legislation, everything that we said has turned out to be true, but people still don't want to hear it. I mean, we said that, hey, companies are going to start laying people off or making, this country will become, you'll have to have 2-3 part-time jobs just to make what you was doing at that full-time job. And that's what we said, but we were the guys that were pushing grandma off the cliff in a wheelchair, and we were uncompassionate conservatives, and we didn't care about the poor and the elderly, and that's who's being affected the most by this.
Oh, not just them. You got everybody at Applebee's. Lost their full-time positions, went to part-time.
We talked about that.
I mean, yeah, it's not just the elderly. It's everybody that's going to feel this effect. All because of the trash coming out of the White House.
No.
Yes.
No. This is
No.
I'm not going to let you guys lay this at the feet of the White House.
Putting it at the feet. I'm putting it inside the White House.
This is not inside. This is inside. This is on the. You got fertilizer inside. You got fertilizer outside. And you got fertilizer throughout the states. And they keep on politicizing the American people. And that's where we are right now. And instead of them making the right decisions, they're making political decisions that is eroding the fabric of our country.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And what is
so
it?
So I'm not going to – I can't say – because President Obama, as much as I'm not –
the buck stops there. That's,
no, it doesn't.
Also,
it doesn't.
Listen.
No, it doesn't. It stops with him, but it was with Nancy Pelosi. It was with – you got to realize
– He is the face of
Harry
socialism
Reed.
In America today.
Yeah. Harry Reid, you got to go – don't forget Biden, Hillary Clinton. You've got to understand these people have been – and John Kerry.
Great. They're all trash.
All of them.
Yes.
And it's not about being trash. What they are is they are politicizing the American people's rights.
No, they are progressives, and they think they know better than you.
Right.
About yourself.
Right.
For what you need.
Well, that's true.
You're not intelligent enough
to make your own
decisions.
So let's go to a communist government.
So,
let me make the decisions
for
you.
For example, one of the best things we had in American health care was the health savings account. Now they're going to tax that and make it impossible to use.
Of course, that was a Republican plan. That's why.
You know, I mean, what better could you ask for? You can start saving money when you're young, and it just rolls over every year. And if you never get sick, then you've got money saved up for your
premiums or whatever.
Yeah, for your premiums, for your nursing home care. But now we're going to tax it into oblivion.
I got an idea.
This is my issue.
Why don't we outlaw insurance altogether?
We can't, because we will. Remember,
we just go to a first
Ben
year.
And Jeff.
What you're going
Jeff,
to?
You guys heard me say this, and I said this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The American medical system was fine. They needed to go after the insurance companies.
Right. Which we've said here from day one.
And Republicans and Democrats are just as responsible for not doing it. Because they didn't touch it, and then when they came over, and we allowed the Democrats to come in and blow it up with a powder keg.
And they blew it up, no.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't touch the issue. And we kept on talking about other things and not dealing with the elephant in the room when we were in power. So it may not be the fault of Bush. But it's bigger than Bush. But it is the fault of people being in office and not making the right decisions and doing the right thing.
Well, I know whose fault it was to start with. It's FDR's fault.
Absolutely.
Because there was no employer-paid health care in the United States of America.
Before he was
Before World War II. And they put limits on what people could pay people, so that's when we got this whole fringe benefit thing started.
So it wasn't the elephant in the room, it was the donkey in the room.
It was what you call, it's not an elephant, it's not a donkey. It's a swanky.
A swanky.
I hear you.
Because
Tracy,
what I'm saying is,
I'm
because, no, because you, Jeff, you said this before. There are progressives on both sides.
Yeah, there are.
And you have to understand, we have both elephants and donkeys not making right decisions. And we need to be, because what happens is people want people to make the right decisions. Don't get me wrong. I don't agree with the Affordable Health Care Act, and I don't agree with President Obama, and I don't agree with the Democrat agenda. But what I'm saying is, what's going on, and I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to go to break. What's going on in with the Miss America and the new woman from New York who was Indian descent,
mm-hmm.
and the prejudice and racism and some of the hatred that was spewed against her because she was Indian and won Miss America of Indian descent? Because African Americans have industrialized racism in America and not handled it like they should. You have people who are now doing the same thing to Indian women or Indian men or other races, whether it be Hispanic, Indian, whatever it is. Because we have, instead of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson saying the truth about both sides in the equation.
Hey, everybody, get your boots on. Here comes the president.
I'd like to see a white American woman go to Iran, Iraq, India, or any other place and become that Miss India, whatever.
But it's
not going to happen.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Because you're dealing with the same thing on both sides is what I'm saying.
But she's of Indian descent. If you're an American citizen, you're an American citizen.
If you're of American, let's see somebody of American descent win that.
She did.
In India?
But American descent, I doubt it. But how do you say America is a melting pot of racial differences and people from all over the world?
Not going to happen in my country.
So if you are Indian and you're American and you're born here, until you change the laws of who's an American and who's not an American, we need to treat people right. But you don't do what they've done to the black people, and you bastardize who they are because you go and sell them when they have real issues. So you got a young man who got shot somewhere last night because his car got wrecked, knocked on the door, was delirious, and got shot by the police officer because he didn't know what he was doing.
Where was this at?
I got to pull it up. And so we need
North
to really
Carolina.
Comprehend. Where was it?
North Carolina.
So
oh,
what,
wow.
And so we need to look how they've diminished black life. So just because a black man knocks on your door doesn't mean he's trying to break your door down. He needed help because he got in a car accident. The police came by and shot him. Do you? And so would it be political? Because Republicans and Democrats right now, we need to take ownership of both of it. They need to make the right decision and quit politicizing everything and get things done.
How the heck did you get from Obamacare to a cop killing?
Very easy.
I mean, that
was
it's all the same.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's
not
the same.
Same.
No, but it's the reason why it's the same is because we need to call a spade a spade. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican. It's America.
Yeah, but
and
no
what I'm saying is we sit down and we talk about donkeys and we talk about elephants, we talk about Republicans, and we talk about who's in the White House. Heck, I want to know when are we going to stand up and stay file. You talked about who we put up to run for office.
Uh-huh.
John McCain was no better than Barack Obama.
That's what I said.
So what I'm saying is, who isn't he a Republican? Why didn't we put him up? Whose fault is that?
I'm just going to say it's going to lead to a second civil war here in the United States. You've already got, you know, a serious secession from Maryland happening on the western counties there. That's been reported in the news, and you've got a. I mean, seriously, it's going to come down to spilling blood in the streets again. And I'm sorry, you know, I really believe that we could see the Pentagon step in and take over Washington. I'd be happy for it.
I'm looking at this now. There's counties in Northern California and Southern Oregon that are wanting to secede from their respective states and start their own state.
There you
go. Way in Colorado.
Yeah. It's happening. It's happening, Tracy. What I've been trying to tell you is that the rural people are getting ready to secede from the rest of this country.
They're upset.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Hey, guys, the mics are on.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, Tracy being a hypocrite, talking about the cop killing. I mean, she's pro cop. She can't turn around and talk about them shooting a black man. I mean, hey, cops doing their job. Maybe if he'd have had his pants pulled up, they wouldn't have blew his brains out. What y'all think?
Now, this guy was the cop that shot him was overzealous. He stepped over his bounds. I mean, you know, he's already been charged with manslaughter. So, That happened in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. The guy was a former football player at FAMU.
Well,
I mean, I don't think Tracy being a hypocrite. She was trying to tie the thing all together. Was the kid shot? Because he was in his early 20s, so I still call him a kid as old as I am.
I mean, I was being facetious. I wasn't really saying she's been a hypocrite. I just think it is somewhat ironic. You know, people don't really, when you talk about, when you really start to address brutality towards blacks, people start getting in and wearing your pants down low and being a thug, as if that warrants you getting shot by the police. And they kill people all the time in small municipalities, and it doesn't make national news. I've seen them choke people to death, kill them. It just so happens that guy's getting charged. I've seen cops kill people and go back to jail. Go back to work the next day like it's... The guy's dead, and that's that. And they all come together and stick together.
But I do disagree with Tracy when she's talking about the melting pot. That's a misnomer. We force segregation in the schools, but if you want to see segregation, go to inner city school in Cleveland and then go to the suburbs, and you'll see how that's worked, integration. You want to see the biggest day ever and it happens once a week, every week. The biggest is on Sunday in our churches. You want to see segregation? In our churches. And I'm just being real on that. I mean, I don't believe that the grand experiment as far as this being the big melting pot, I don't see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what they meant, though. When people say melting pot, what they're referring to is the country has certain populations that can still be considered American, even though they may be predominantly one culture. You can have a inner city that's predominantly black, and that's American. And you can have a suburban area that's predominantly white, and that's American, too. That's what she's going to say.
Yeah, I agree with like that. You go to Sweden, for instance, because everybody's always trying to compare apples and oranges when you compare the United States to a country. You go to South Korea, most of the people there look the same. You know, if they're not, they're in the U.S. military. You go to Sweden or any of these other countries that they're supposedly better than us. We have a melting pot in that everybody came here from somewhere else. I agree with that, but as far as we're all integrated, that ain't true. it ain't true in our schools. It ain't true in our churches. I tell you what, you go to any of these football teams. I don't care if it's, you were talking Ohio State, Michigan, or you're talking Mountain Union Division III school, and you go into the lunchroom and you see segregation there. The black students are athletes. Sit here, the white athletes.
I mean, I think when you talk about segregation, that word scares people because it sounds like white-only water fountains and sit-ins and people getting dragged out by the police because they're not allowed. That scares people. When you talk about segregation in the sense of not having a majority or high number of people, I really, quite frankly, don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't care about – because right now you're talking about culture and what makes a person feel comfortable as to why you see it. That has a lot to do with it because you go out to certain parts of L.A., and there are black people that don't have anything in common with me, and I'm from the South, but we're both black.
Right.
And they'll fit in around white people a lot easier than I would because of the certain nomenclature society or segment where I came from. So, I mean, it just depends. I think that's culture. I don't care about that. All I care about is equal opportunity.
And that's where I go back to the schools there because we don't have equal opportunity because of the way it is. And they pour all this because we're spending in our inner city schools, we're spending just as much as our counterparts out in the suburbs. But they're not getting the same education. At least that's
hey,
not
back, guys.
Hey, Tracy.
What are you guys talking about?
He dogged you out, Tracy. He dragged your name in the mud.
Thanks for looking out, Alabama.
He gonna say he gonna call you can't get right because you don't know what you're talking about.
Who said that?
I'm just playing. He ain't saying that.
Who said that? Larry said that?
No,
nah,
y'all listen
that.
To me. I'll put your president on. He'll set y'all straight.
Please, the president on. I hang up. Don't do that. I don't want to hear his voice.
Hear it. You can smell it.
Tell Sticks if you put your headsets over the mics, all it does is get feedback because all you do is hear back in it.
But you know what though. I've been kind of checking this guy, Niccolo Machiavelli. You really want to get an insight into the way these politicians think? Just listen and look at the book, The Prince. Machiavelli, man, they got the statues of this guy in Washington. They'll tell you that stuff, but it's clear. I mean, what these guys do. Machiavelli's like, you want to be successful in politics, you got to be willing to go to hell. You know, because you can't be worrying about your soul. You got to love your country more than your soul. That's how you think. So, you got to play the game dirty.
So the question is, are they there for us or are they there for themselves? And the number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Jeff and Ben and Sticks during the break were talking about that they can see states and counties succeeding from the union. And I said they're not educated enough to do all that.
Not succeeding from the union, succeeding from the states.
Yes,
and
creating other states.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Me too.
Have you heard about this, the state of Jefferson, Alabama? The proposed state of Jefferson, 51st state?
I hadn't heard about it, but look, I said that to some of my friends. You know, my friends black, and they, you go up there, them crackers going to hang you. You go, I say, look, man, I don't, you know, that's the thing. You know, I'm the outcast in my little clique of friends. So I'm the Uncle Tom. So they like, look at you. They're going to have you swinging from a tree. Like, hey. You know, so.
You know, and you know it's really bad. They really believe that.
Well, in some instances, it's true. Uh-uh. Don't say it's bad because it's true in some instances. You have to understand that everybody's going to judge all black people by what they see on the news as being a majority of them. And see, so therefore, you know, we are in danger as far as that goes.
You gotta tell me I gotta put on a GOP shirt and wear it around my neck.
Well, I don't know what you need to do, but the thing is you need to be in contact with people that have something to do with these things because when the stuff jumps off, see they got plans that if you buy that food supply and stuff, that you start doing that stuff, They make sure that they track you. That's why your packages sometimes, if you have what was that book you had on there?
And the prepper book. Yeah.
And they tracked your book.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna come to Stix's house to see how much he saved up.
But
and they will take it and recommandeer it.
Well, we already have Supreme Court decisions saying you can't grow food for your own use.
Right.
Well, you think they got that much time to go? The government is not as organized to go after, a few, let's say 2% of people that are actual preppers, less than 2%.
Well,
there's just not enough people that are prepped enough to do that. They'll let all of us die in the streets first.
Alabama, they're organized and concerned enough to let the 2% of homosexuals and lesbians out there do what they're doing.
No, the homosexuals are organized. No. The organization is within homosexuals. It's not organized within the government.
Let me tell you something, Doug. Let me tell you this. When I was in the service, which was I got out in 1980. I had a friend that worked for Security Squadron. They told me they have control of hearing in any room that has metal in it. All they need to know is what kind of metal is in that room, and they can listen in to anything you're saying. They can track whatever you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. This was back in 1980. Just think what the technology is now. Why do you think they're building that huge facility to keep every single phone conversation and thing that you've ever made, okay, inside of this particular place? Don't think that they can't do it. They can. And the thing is they will do it too.
I mean, let's just take a little
while. Let me get this straight. Hold on. They're going to sweep the country and take all the food.
Hold on, Alabama.
Let's just take a little walk down crazy train here. We know they're devaluating the currency, so we end up in hyperinflation. So we've already got legislation that says you can't grow food for your own use. So I can see a scenario where if you've got a backyard garden, you are fined or jailed for growing your own food because you are, under the previous Supreme Court decision, you are impacting interstate commerce because you're not buying the groceries at the grocery store.
Right. Just like they're trying to force you to buy, everybody has to be part of this health care or it's just not going to work. Well, excuse me, but how the hell is everyone going to be part of it when you have people that are getting waivers and people that are being subsidized to be in it? That's not helping. That's stupidity. You can't.
The problem is there are a lot of people that are mentally that will fight for it, and that's what I was just. I'm not trying to talk about Machiavelli all day, but that's he was saying. His whole question was, how can you get people to fight to give up their freedom? To willingly give up their freedom, to be, ambitious about it. So,
that's what you did.
You're already doing it.
You have more food stamps going out than you have paychecks going out. That's what you do, and that's what they have successfully done. You have a group of stupid people, ignorant people, that will vote for them every time, even though the same people have the highest unemployment rate, the same people have the highest crime rate, the same people have the lowest school scores, and the same people, they want it that way. They are living well off of you and your situation, and they're not lifting a finger to help.
If you tell me they are,
I will call you a
fool. But Jim,
let me say this.
Hold on.
There's too many. I got to go down. Go ahead, Diva. Your mic's on.
Oh, I'm just listening. I can't really get a cohesive idea of what you guys are talking about because it seemed like it ping-pongs from one thing to the next. So I'm just listening.
That's why you're a Democrat.
Hold on, Alabama.
Hold on. South Carolina, you there? Larry?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm here. Go ahead. I was just listening. I'm like Diva. I'm just listening.
Go ahead, Alabama.
No, I was saying with Jeff, I think these people psychologically, there's, and I know y'all, Alex Jones had this thing called State of Mind, and he was just talking about the whole theory and how their theories have evolved. And one of the things that he talked about was social Darwinism, which is there's a group of guys that are the fittest. That this gives them the we are better than you. Look, if you're a Rockefeller, Carnegie, you these people, we're better than you. So we have the right for social Darwinism, which means the survival of the fittest, which means you don't deserve to have certain things. And so that's where this stuff comes from. That's then they don't broadcast. I mean, there's some of them are bold enough to tell you this, but if you see it, it's going to be called conspiracy theory. Instead of, and they'll sit there. You can have a video with these guys saying it, and it'll still be called a conspiracy theory if you say it.
Absolutely.
But that's what goes, during the break, I said, I don't see it happening because we have dumbed down the American electorate so much that they really won't know what's going on. There may be some, but they're not organized enough to get all the people because if you really look at what people know about anything, whether it be suburban, urban, or rural, it's really, really a sad state of affairs when they really look at the political and the civics of America and if they understand any of it.
May I say this, though, Tracy, to that? You're right, but Barack Obama did not get the majority of Americans to vote for him. He got the majority of the people that voted to vote for him. That's a huge difference.
And what I'm saying is those.
Hey, man, hold up.
Wait a minute.
So I'm not American now? So anybody who voted for Barack Obama.
No, that's not what that man said. Come on now. Come on.
That would seem. That's how you guys think. You hear what you want to hear. I said the majority of Americans did not vote for Barack Obama. The majority of the people that voted for Barack Obama.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
Yes, draw a Venn diagram. Draw a Venn diagram, and then you'll get it.
I'm not getting that.
Diva, there are a lot of more people did not vote in the election than voted. That's what they're saying.
Okay, why didn't you just say that?
We did.
That's what I said. Everybody else got it but you. So what does that say?
Yeah, I get that. But what I'm saying is, it just the way you worded it, and I'm a person who pick up on words. I don't pick up on the overall picture. I pick up on specific words at times. And I picked up on what you were saying was that the majority of Americans didn't vote for Barack Obama. Voters voted for Barack Obama.
You don't get the overall picture.
You sure don't.
Diva, hold on. This is the point. Because Diva called up a couple of days ago. And I may have offended. I want to apologize when I said it mostly. I think I kind of got under your skin. I don't know if I got under your skin or not. I didn't want you to think that.
Oh, yes, you did.
I wanted to apologize. But I didn't want you to think nothing like that. But the thing is, and this is the thing, Diva, you just said a second ago, you was like, I pick up on words. Words evoke emotions, thoughts, things like that. So that's what I'm saying, and it's not a bad thing because, quite frankly, hold on, let me finish my point. You got a right brain, left brain way of thinking. You may just be, I don't know which one it is, you just may be that way of thinking, and that's cool. That's not making you inferior. I'm not saying you're not intelligent or anything like that. We're just saying that sometimes – you have to kind of get off that side, that way of thinking, and look at the other side, too. That's all. And I know that sounds condescending, but it's not. I'm not trying to say that you're not intelligent or anything like that. But at the same time, a lot of times from the liberal point of view, it's about the emotion of it. It's about how it should feel. This person has to go without. And so because that person has to go without, give me your paycheck. And not understanding that, that's pretty much the logic reasoning in a nutshell, at its core. That's what it's about. Give up your money, give up your freedoms, give up everything. There's no middle ground. We can't compromise. Just give it up and let the government fix it because the government's not selfish. That's the problem. But people are. Let me make a point. Only rich people are selfish to liberals, not poor people. Poor people can't be selfish, only rich people. So that's the thing.
And let me say this.
Diva, as
an addendum, this is the issue. For some reason, we think the Republican money is bad and Democrat money is good. Go ahead, Diva. So when we look at Nancy Pelosi, we don't think she's a rich girl.
She has no idea what you just said.
I don't believe that. And that's the thing. You guys paint all liberals. Well, I don't even consider myself a liberal. I consider myself a Democrat because I don't fit into any one box. But
yes, you
I
do.
Don't consider, I don't consider rich
wait,
people.
Wait,
no,
wait,
I really
wait,
don't. Because I have arguments. I'm arguing now with my most liberal left friends about things, and they're calling me a Republican. And I'm like, okay, but back to my point.
That's
I don't consider all rich people. I don't consider rich people evil. I think people should be allowed to make as much money as they want and not have to feel guilty about it. However, I have a problem with greed. That's what I have a problem with. But, yes, I can say that in this moment I did get emotional because I felt like...
Who are you to judge people's hearts, Dave? Who are you to tell you he's greedy and this person's not greedy? How do you judge what's greedy?
I agree.
You can easily tell what someone is...
Hey, hey, if you're not stealing it, what difference does it make who's greedy? The thing
exactly.
is, this is the land of opportunity. Either you take your pays your money and takes your chances, as the saying goes, or you... sit back and you let the government give you what they want to give you. I think the latter is the one that's slavery, and I think it's the foolishness of our people and the folly. And that's what we have done. We've created a nation of probably about really about 48-49% of the people that really want that. And that's
well,
craziness.
Greed to me is when you have when God has blessed you with so much. And you look at your fellow man who has nothing, and you willingly give nothing. And I'm not talking about just in
so,
money.
Hold on.
There could be great
in
many
aspects. I got to say this. Hold on. Now, Diva, there was something that I posted on Facebook on yesterday, and it was about the church and how the church has kept silent and allowed the world to go run amok. And you told me, in your statement that the church has no business telling the government what to do.
Oh.
No, that's not what I said, and that's not what your post was about.
Post talked about abortion. The post talked about same-sex marriage, and it talked about how the church has been so silent over the years. And as quiet as a church is, it speaks volumes to how loud the world is because the church is not influencing the world. That's what the post was about. We don't say anything wrong about it. We let anything go on. As long as it doesn't affect our pocketbook, we don't say anything. So now you tell me greed is different.
And the government needs to stop it.
Can I reply to that? Can I answer that? Or were you just
for free? I think that's the very definition of greed.
That's not even greed. That's just
have a monologue.
Lazy.
Because your post was implying that we should have a system where, like England, where the church had more power than the government. And it shouldn't be that way. I said that the church is not responsible or should not take on responsibility of government's actions when it comes to governing. Yes, the church should not be silent on the word of God. And I don't know, I have not been in this thing very long, but I've never stepped in a church where the church has been silent on things such as homosexuality and abortion. But I do believe in a such thing as separation of church and state, where our government should not be making laws based on a group's biblical beliefs. That's just what I believe.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Can I please jump in there and I'm gonna get out? This is the thing.
Yeah.
As a Christian, as a believer, if Diva says she's a believer, and I don't follow you around. I'm not trying to say you're not. If you say you're a believer and you read the parable of the talents, where a guy's laying on the street suffering, and a guy comes along that's a Samaritan and takes care of him and places him in a good place, that's the same mentality you should have about kids being taught about at 5 years old how to have anal sex. You should have the same attitude about people being taught that marriage is between a man and a woman. You should have the same attitude about babies being killed as if they don't have a right to life. You should have that same attitude, but you don't. You only got that attitude. The parable of the talent should apply to that, not talent, the parable of the Good Samaritan or the Good Samaritan should apply. Yeah, the Good Samaritan should, the same thing applies. I'm not going ahead twisting nobody's arm, but if it's within my power to affect change, I will. Now, if I can't, then I'll tolerate it because this is the government, just like it was in Rome at the time. It was crazy back then. But if you can make change through voting a certain way without twisting people's arm or putting a gun to their head like the government does, then I'm all for that. But if not, I just hate to see Christians stand back and say, well, it's not our place, but then you go to church and it's the same thing. If you're going to be one, be a light of salt. Salt is a preservative. Salt preserves meat. Meat rotted
That's
at the
right.
time. So Salt, he said, if y'all remember, he said Salt loses his flavor, is to be trampled on. What he meant was, you hold the rot and flesh of decay of the world as a light and example. So you supposed to be out here holding back the evil and rot decay that's out there. If you're not good, then you ain't no good but to be like dirt to be trampled on. And that's all I'm saying. Now, I think Christians should have a standpoint. Now, if you're an atheist, then do what you do.
Exactly. But do you agree that our governing laws should be based, Christians should set laws for atheists and agnostics and Buddhists?
The number 347-945-5229. I'll see you on the other side of my break.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know
this
that
is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making.
You cannot have pedophiles. Pedophiles, really, like you marry somebody, if somebody's 12 years old and you're 35, biblically, it is a man and a woman, you really can't have a problem. I mean, if you really just want to be exact.
Yeah, you can.
This is a culture thing. It's a culture thing. You can't open the Bible and say that a man, it just says a man and a woman. Back then, folks was getting married at 12 and 13.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Okay, I'm not. What are you talking, Alex? Let me calm down.
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to say you're emotional.
Are you saying this about Christians in general? Or are you saying that?
No,
what I'm saying is,
do people have established laws that are based off moral judgment that people have already made? It's already being done. We legislate morality every day. Stealing is immoral. Stuff that's immoral.
What Tracy was implying was that there was a post that she had posted on her Facebook page. And she was making a statement that I disagree with, that the church needs to be more involved in government. The church should be the head of government. I disagree with that. I disagree with that for the simple fact we have too many different religious or non-religion people in this country, and the church should not be making laws for so many different sets of people.
I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, he's looking at the Holy Roman Empire and how it took place with the Pope outside in the snow waiting worrying about them. There was a lot of corruption going on. So he didn't say separation of church and state in the Constitution. But he said they shall make no laws governing it. So I understand what you're saying, and I do think that it should be separate. It shouldn't be like the Anglican Church or the Holy Roman Empire. It shouldn't, because it's going to be immoral. Yeah. Now you're going to start getting into purgatory. The Pope just came out the other day talking about you ain't got to believe in Jesus to go to heaven, some stupid mess. You know, I'm just like, man, this dude, if you ain't going to be the Pope, just go sit down somewhere. I mean, God, just be what you're supposed to be. Now, I mean, I understand if folks disagree, then fine, but don't just compromise. I mean, I don't like that. He ain't my leader, but that's what I'm saying. So I agree. I don't want him over me. Well, he wouldn't be over me. I don't care what they say.
That's the point that I was making, is that I do not believe that the church should be making – our law should not be based on a biblical viewpoint, because I understand that someone may be atheist. There's a difference between having laws based on morality that is good for the consensus of the people, and then there's another thing when you want to have laws that are based out of the Bible. We are not the nation of Israel.
Okay, Diva, let me ask you something. As a Christian, where would you vote? So you voting to perform homosexual marriage and abortion and all that? Bible don't apply in your life. Is that what you're saying?
Politics and my personal conservative views when it comes to the Bible are separate for me.
Can't do it.
Okay, so you lay it down when you go in the booth.
Can't do it.
She's trying to. That's what she just said.
How I live my life according to the
Bible. I'm not
going to
be that salt and light in politics. I'm just going to be that salt and light when I guess it's, I don't know, where you're at your house with your kids, I guess, but you're not going to do it.
The only thing that I disagree with as far as our laws is abortion, because I'm strictly, staunchly pro-life. I don't agree with the death penalty, and I don't agree with abortion. But when it comes to homosexuals, I personally do not agree with that lifestyle, but I do believe that two people who want to engage in an act that goes against God, they have that right. Just like if I want to engage in marital sex, there's no law stopping me.
Who says they don't? What law is stopping? Oh, Lord, what made that straw man? Who said that they can't do what they want to do? Who said that?
If they want to enter into a union preaches don't like when we use the word marriage.
They don't want no. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want us to say marriage. They want to take over the church. These folks ain't playing. They ain't just come to me. I want to leave some property. Look, you want to leave property, whoever. I don't care.
Here, what it's getting to is a point where if you have a church secretary, and that church secretary says that she is a homosexual and she wants to have the same benefits as any married person employed by the church. Well, that goes against church tenets. It goes against church philosophy. It goes against the Bible. Okay? If they want to release her, they're going to get sued. They're either going to have to. They're going to pay one way or the other. So essentially, what they're trying to do is force. Not
coerce.
We're trying to force.
They're not trying to reason.
It's common sense, and this is what gets me about the left and the right. Neither group wants to see the common sense in the situation. If I have a church that is going by what their biblical beliefs is, why on the left do we want to force them into accepting what they don't accept? And that's what I disagree with the left about is every church
because homophobic has such an elastic meaning right now that everybody's homophobic that just doesn't believe in homosexual marriage. You're homophobe off the top.
Well, I get that they're saying that, but I don't believe that, even though I believe in gay.
You're closet
right.
homosexual yourself
so you're right.
If you don't think that. Look, I don't mind. If you want to leave property, you can twist and be what you ain't made to be all day. I don't care. But at the same time, don't force me to tell my kids, you ain't finna take my dollars and tax dollars either and use it to push that agenda either in school just because it's public. When it's public, stick to the general 1+1=2. Don't be trying to tell folks' children at 5 years old, which is what Obama's pushing, to have kids at 5 years old taught all type of sick stuff.
You know why the Marine Corps is such... It's so effective in training because the Marine Corps indoctrinates you. For 13 weeks, you are indoctrinated with Marine Corps customs and courtesies, the Marine Corps way of doing things, the Marine Corps way of eating, sleeping, drinking, everything. And trust me, once you get out of the Marine Corps, 30, 40 years later, it sticks with you. Okay? That is what they're trying to do to our kids. They're trying to indoctrinate them into a system that makes that sets that thing in their brain, and it doesn't shut off.
And this is what they say. They admit to this. It ain't like they just saying, no, we're after the hearts and minds of your kids. We may not get you, but we'll get your kids. This is what they're telling. This is what they say. So, and Christians are helping them.
Exactly. They
came into a church in L.A., a bunch of them and came in and beat up a bunch of people at a church. And I promise if I was there, I'd have went to jail. We'd have fought to the death. They came up in there. A bunch of homosexuals ran in there and jumped on a bunch of elderly people at a church. It's out of control. Nobody's going to dog the gay community because they're organized. Unlike the black community, they're organized.
How many gay people have died at the hands of someone who disagreed with their lifestyle?
Okay,
so
it's funny you ask that. Per year, you have 4,000. On the FBI website, you have, what, about 4,000. Most of them are, but like they say, like 65% of them are racial. Out of that, if it's something like that and died, we're talking about a few people. We're not talking about thousands, but because that's not the norm. How many people are getting shot every day for being black? We can't even count them because there's always some technicality. Well, we thought it was a mistake. He showed up. He was delirious. That happens all the time. But they don't count. They done skipped over us. They used and skipped over our rights. Now they're trying to push for homosexual marriage. We still messed up. But do you think they count?
Hey.
Yeah, Ms. Tracy.
Hold on, Steve. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Tracy.
Yeah.
The guy from Alabama, he seemed like he's well-versed when it comes down to the Word of God.
Okay, and your point is?
And my point is that he was like telling Diva something about the Saul or something like that.
Right.
And how...
That's true. Steve, you got to get it out.
I mean...
It's like double dutch, man. We just quick, we jump out.
In other words,
you remember that double dutch? That ought to be your theme song, Tracy. Double Dutch back in the day. Double Dutch bus. Yeah.
Well, what I was getting ready to say that, and I'm not going to bring that up. But,
don't.
Because you're going to cut me off.
I am. But go ahead.
Don't bring them up, fellas.
No, don't. No. Just bring up the word if you know it.
Just tell okay. Just, why don't you say what you got to say so we can move on?
Well, what I have to say is that it sounds like myself, I don't have nothing personally against gay people because I feel that they do have that right to practice that behavior, although, and maybe I'm sure they do not agree with that lifestyle. It's because God don't approve of that lifestyle. And that's primary one reason why I'm not a member of that religion, because I haven't given up those type of things.
Are you gay, Steve?
Listen, let me say this, Steve. And
no,
so,
I'm not gay.
Okay.
Oh, I asked the question because the way you said it, you couldn't.
Yeah, you did kind of word it a little way, man. You
blurred.
I got kind of. Yeah. Sound a little fruity there. Sound a little fruity.
We know that. I know that. I know that. I'm Steve. Hold on.
And Demon
knows
that.
I know. I know you. But listen. I want you to know, people do what people do, and it's not about me to judge who you are. It's for me to judge what you do. And the problem is, America is condoning bad behavior, and then now in 2013, now they're trying to call it normal. See, you're missing. I think everybody's missing the whole gist of the whole conversation. Stuff has been. Hold on, Steve. Stuff has been going on since the beginning of time. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah was in the early days. They was freaking in. What
yes,
I'm saying
were.
Is, mm-hmm. The problem is when you try to call what the bad behavior that you do normal, and then now you want to tell your children at 5 to choose their gender like they know what a gender is, and you try to tell me that I got to tell you that it's normal because I'm not going to say that, and then America is buying into this, and then they want to talk about and God bless you and God bless America. No, you can't ask God to bless this mess when you won't call the mess that it is. Hold on. Go,
Tracy.
Do you remember the Roman government?
Yeah,
our
I was there.
Considered as a
no
world power nation.
That ain't got nothing to do.
It is, and we're going the same way as Rome.
Tracy, y'all moving real fast.
It's that way.
Yeah.
It's
but still, y'all moving real fast. Steve just made a point a minute ago. I just wanted to jump on that point he just made about this is why I don't subscribe to that. The thing is, and I'm sure everybody on here that follows the Christian religion will agree that a person that follows that religion is in that religion to get cleaned up. Because it's almost like, see what people the outside on the outside looking in don't realize is, it's almost like you're saying that I don't believe God is strong enough to deliver me from my whatever, fill in the blank, so I don't do, so that's why I don't do it. I respect people like that, though, because they taking it serious. They ain't playing. You're not playing with God. And there's a lot of people that do play. But it's a hospital, man. It's like, you know, you got to have soap and water to lather up and clean up, though, and you got to get in the shower first. You can't just stand on the outside talking about this dirt ain't going to come off. It ain't going to come off like that. You know, I'm not trying, like I said, I mean, I ain't trying to have church. I ain't trying to have no church here. Give y'all 4 points in the conclusion, but, you know.
But let me say this. But, Alabama, this is the problem is, now we don't want to call the mud you playing in dirt. So one time I tell you that's all right. You know, I think I'm not okay. That's it'd be crude to say that. We trying to call, you know, dirty water, you know, rain. And that
most people know
it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, the problem
most
is
people
that,
know.
You know, you're my son.
The problem here now is that, you know, what most people consider as bad behavior, we're now told it's not. It's acceptable. Well, I'm sorry. You're trying to legislate morality on me in a different kind of
immorality.
Way.
You're trying to legislate
immorality
on me, and you're doing
and,
it.
And you want to do what you want to do, you're going to do it. I'm not going to interfere.
Can I say this?
What's bad behavior? I'm confused because homosexuality may be sin.
Hold on. Diva, hold on.
Diva, once again, what did Jesus say for us to do till he comes back again? He told us to occupy. Okay, if you're gonna disperse the word, then don't ask the question again. He said, "Occupy till I come again."
Salt and light.
Because
no, I asked the question of what bad behavior. I didn't say we weren't supposed to be doing anything.
I'm
asked for clarification. What you mean by
deal with it?
By trying to legalize bad behavior.
Bad behavior is allowing somebody to screw and have kids and then make everybody else have to pay for them. That's bad behavior. Okay.
So we
now,
should outlaw
once again,
sex outside of marriage.
I'm talking about sex outside of marriage.
Right.
It's about you being stupid and having kids and then want somebody else to pay for.
Diva
made a real good point. Diva, if all you got to do to fix that is just cut the programs out, and then the women gonna make them pull their pants up and get a job, but ain't spreading them legs.
Exactly.
It ain't, you got to outlaw nothing.
Stop it at two kids.
Right? You got more than two kids.
Homosexuality is the same sin.
It's all
15
time.
Trips to the buffet table.
Is the same.
And drunkenness is the same sin.
Same sin. Surfeiting.
That's where Christians fall off the rail. We pick and choose which sin is sin.
You ain't got to go to the Bible. All you got to do is look at what Henry Kissinger said. He said we need to start considering homosexuality as a way for population control in the black community. This is what this guy said. I mean, I can show you. This is what he said. Now, why is he saying that? And God, that's the first thing God told us to do. Hold on, let me talk. First thing God told us to do was procreate and fulfill the earth. He talking about population control for the black community. Why is that? Why is he saying that?
I got to go back to Stix's point. Because Stix gets into Agenda 21.
Exactly.
Right. And when you look at genocide, when you look at Agenda 21, when you look, and remember, we've talked about this as black folks being the pilot program for how they can actually control every other populace in the world.
So you're telling me.
Come on, say amen.
And a RuPaul.
Yes. Henry Kissinger, don't forget what he said in the beginning.
Barack Obama's our best chance of getting a new world order.
That's what he said.
That's Henry Kissinger.
Sure,
that sounds
like Terminator. Too.
Well, he is the Terminator. He is the Terminator.
I mean, just consider this. Homosexuality and abortion equals the end of the human race.
Absolutely. And what do the progressives want? They want to reduce. What does the Georgia Stone say?
Right.
Okay. The monument.
3/4 of the world's
population has to die.
You have to throw in the death penalty because how many black people are on death row more so than white men?
You know what though? Right now, you know whose fault that is? Ours.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know why it's ours? For being stupid and following all these other causes that don't clean up our own community. People in November that turn around and in January don't even know you exist until the next November they need you to vote. Then they tell you somebody trying to take your vote, even though you could go and call into the Board of Elections and get yourself a ballot and vote at home. How stupid.
That's not stupid.
That's not stupid.
That's ignorance.
It's stupidity.
No, it's ignorance. That's ignorance.
I think
and
I agree with Jeff because they fight to stay ignorant, though. That's been when you do
that.
Listen to
this.
Basically, what it all boils down to is that we have white privilege because of black people.
Yes, South Carolina. Come up here and get Ben.
Listen, Alabama said something that really struck a chord with me. That we fight to stay ignorant. And that's just like, you know, down here we've got some folks that are fighting and upset. I brought up the fact that we should not be awarding kids a 50 when they make a 0. And the people that are upset and fighting against me and saying that's being mean and hateful look like me.
But
if the kid makes a 0, you should give them a 0.
That's Machiavellian. That's Machiavellian, though.
Y'all, you sound like Tupac. But let me.
I didn't say Machiavelli.
Machiavellian.
I said Machiavellian.
Tupac.
Yeah.
Right.
No, Machiavelli. Machiavelli. Now, you know I know Tupac now. That's my boy.
Yeah, Larry.
Somebody said it and hit it on the head, or I don't know whether it was Jeff, but it was trying to legislate against a moral hazard or a flaw, whatever you want to call it. We've tried that from time and time again. We have legislation that's tried to legislate against a moral flaw. We have, you can go back 70 years to prohibition where we tried to legislate against a moral flaw. You cannot legislate against a moral flaw. It's just impossible.
So you can't legislate against polygamy.
Hold on, but guys,
you can't legislate.
This,
they already,
this,
which
this,
I only think is a moral flaw, but I'm just saying.
You can't listen. Hold on. This is not about legislation against morality.
No, this is legislating immorality.
This is what we are doing. You don't have to legislate against it, but you don't have to stand for it.
You don't have to legislate for it, and we're legislating for it.
And what I'm saying is right now, as we go to take the One Nation Under God out of the pledge, you don't see any uproar. I'm not saying, if you don't want to say it, then don't say it. But it's there. Our problem is we allow things to just happen and we react to it. It goes back to like African Americans and the laws against guns. Do you know how many castle laws and stand your ground laws are in America right now? Do you realize that it is hard to change a law once the law has been made? But the first state that had the castle law and the stand your ground law, you never said anything. Hello?
I'm not saying you might not have known about it.
Okay, there you go. You might not have known it. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you know?
Because it's in a state that's not yours.
But no, Jeff. There's black folks in every state.
Oh, but black, you know.
And you got No. And so if you want to do something, get in front of it. Don't get behind it.
More black people get off from that law. I'm gonna be fair now. I mean, more black people.
I'm not using Alabama.
What?
I'm with you, Alabama. I'm with you. I think we ought to have it. I stand with it. The problem is right now, we're telling people the reason why Trayvon Martin is dead is because of Stand Your Ground, and I'm just speaking of the reaction if you hear people talk right now. And even though it is ludicrous right now, don't get me wrong, but if you didn't like the law, why would you allow 31 states to go through the nation and put the law in?
And
you didn't know?
Tracy, let me say this one thing. As well, 80% of black people don't get up in arms until you get a news report about somebody trying to take their rights.
So why you got to be reactionary?
That's the only way that they
respond. The house is on fire, Jeff.
Yeah.
The house, the roof.
You
are not a song.
Yeah, the roof.
It's not a song. Fire, it's not a song, which means you need to get out the house. Why? Because it's on fire. Right. Don't wait until you get burned up and say, oh, that was hot.
Well, but that's what they're doing. And here's our frustration, being able to see what's going to happen.
How many of us
said from the very beginning, Tracy?
You're Republican.
I'm a Republican. But how many of us screamed, Obamacare is going to decimate the black community? Obamacare is going to destroy a lot of the economy. We said it before they signed the frickin' law. Am I correct?
Yes.
Did we not?
We said it when he got in office.
I said it, but when he finally came up with the law.
It was bad.
It was bad. We said it right from the beginning.
Well, see,
Why is it that even
I'm answer your question.
Somebody right? Wait a minute. Let me finish my statement. When you tell somebody and show them that Mr. Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO union, is out there saying Obamacare is destroying the 40-hour work week, it's going to destroy the unions, this, that, and other, why do they ignore that and as if Trumka now is some crazy out there hollering
because
about Obamacare?
Because we follow party, we follow images, we follow craziness before we follow facts.
So hold on, Jeff.
Go ahead.
What's the name of that animal that follows the leader off the cliff and kills itself?
Lemmings.
Lemmings? Well, that's what the parties want us to do.
But that is indoctrination.
That's what the parties want us to do.
And the indoctrination is you follow me, don't ask me no questions,
just
be
jump
my slave.
Off the cliff. Yeah.
The Pied Piper.
But,
yes, in Alabama.
Well, what I was trying to say was that right there, everything you just said, the emotional response in black people's minds is this black guy done got in the office and he gonna stick it to them white folks and give us free health care. That's how they think. That's an emotional, that's powerful to these people. He doing it, he making it right for black folk. That's why the first thing out of black person's mouth gonna be, man, Obama, and they stopping him. He trying to make it right for black people and make it free, not understanding. Well, he gonna give you that, but then you gonna be working 20 hours a week though. He gonna give you that, but you gonna have to, you know, you can't, you gonna be living in a shack. I mean, they don't think like that. So these people are willing to, because they want something free, or they think they want something free, they're going into something, not looking at the ramifications. Like, well, you can't do that. Just like certain, when they
well,
started messing with housing.
What that free is going to cost them.
Because
when they started messing with
that
housing, that gave us the housing bubble. It started 20 years ago, but when it burst, you know what I'm saying? They started in it.
But Alabama, listen, but this is the issue. The issue is they suck us in, and we think that free is free. And we need to really start educating people that free means somebody else is paying for it, and it's going to come back and get you. Because I was going down the street today, and I saw somebody had a table outside. It was a pretty day out here in a tent, and it says, free cell phones. My mom asked me yesterday, how long do they pay for it? I said,
you know, the Obama phone lady is upset right now because her taxes went up when Obama got in, and she's on Alex Jones' next what is it, the fall of the Republic. Well, he's doing another thing, and she's going to be on there. He interviewed that lady. She was like, Obama betrayed me. He raised my taxes. I don't make but so-and-so thousands of dollars. She's crying, everything. But when it was election time, she was riding all around, you know.
But let's look at what they did in the election.
There is no such thing as free.
That's what I'm saying. But look what they did in the election. The rate for African-Americans across the country was the highest that it had been in 50 years.
Voting.
Unemployment. No, unemployment.
Unemployment? Okay, yeah.
They were worse off now than they were...
Under Bush?
No,
or
when they were 30 years ago.
And it's 50 years ago.
And the Depression.
I'm just trying to make some... Larry, the Great Depression.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We allow people, because of our emotionalism, to sensationalize something that should not have been sensationalized, to make us to not think. And as long as we are amused, which means to not think, they mobilized us to go and vote. And I mean, when I say mobilize, it's like they woke up the zombies and ushered them to the polls.
You were herded like cattle.
Yeah, and then when you were going away from the polls, they were giving you guns to kill each other.
They didn't even give you no guns.
No.
They didn't give you none.
They don't try to take your guns.
That's right.
So when you wake up and you're pissed, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
See, that's what
Morpheus say? What did Morpheus say when he was walking through the little training seminar thing? He was like, the very people you're trying to save, the very minds you're trying to save are going to fight to stay into the Matrix because they're so helplessly dependent on it. So
Matrix. That's a good
That movie, that was deep.
That deep movie.
Yeah, that was. And you know what? That was a good correlation there.
Alabama is just like this. They are fighting to continue abortion in the black community. Pastors are telling me, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I say, you got to be kidding me.
We will make up 30% of the population if it wasn't for these doggone eugenics programs. They pushing Margaret Sanger. We would make up, we would be the majority. This country would be predominantly black by now. If black folks had a woke up.
Do you understand that, don't you? But now I go out and try to tell somebody that.
I mean, you ain't got to. Math will do it.
No, math don't do it because, remember, they don't teach you math in school.
I ain't saying they're going to listen. I'm just saying math will tell them, yeah, you're right, man. Like 20 million people, they would have popped out some kids. It's already 30. So we'll make about 60, it'll be about 60 million black folks right now.
And so now, and then remember, going back to Sticks and his Agenda 21. all they're trying to do, they're using this as a pilot how to take care of the rest of the country. And African Americans, instead of them saying, let us wake up and move, and white people are going to sleep too. That's why I said in the suburbs.
What I don't understand.
And in the rural areas. They're so disconnected, they just don't want anything to do with it.
What I don't understand is that, you know, a child, whether it's white, black, yellow, whatever, they all enter kindergarten at the same rate, right? But you look at the graduation rate and everything else, and you'll see what segment of the population is suffering or getting the raw end of the deal.
But no,
but
you don't.
They don't want to change it.
You know they don't. It's not that they
don't
want,
even see it.
You're not, no, it's not. I have lulled you to sleep. I have amused you into a coma.
Look, they can hire by the third grade, Tracy. They can decide where to start building prisons. If you can't read by the third grade, they can say, okay, we need to build a prison over here in this county. In this county, we're going to start already because about another 8 years, these kids are going to be old enough.
And which party is in control of those counties?
Well, Democrat. But I'm just saying, like,
okay,
when you get into it, when you get into it, it's all about black people being used, right, as a test group. And also, I feel as though the prison system, a lot of these counties don't have the population, but they're getting funding because they take these prisons and herd them into these different rural counties, and they get funding because they get counted in the census as being part of the population of these counties. So they're getting jobs and all types of funding. It's crazy, man. It's twisted.
But listen to what I'm saying.
The industry is like one of the top 10 in growth.
Again, and so is the education system.
Because that's nothing but slavery. Prison is slavery.
All it is indoctrination. And this is not about black and white. It's about have and have not.
So is it fair to say that the black leaders have failed the black community?
No. It's to say America has failed the black
community. America, too.
America at large, because trust me, all of it has been engineered by somebody that don't look like them.
So
don't blame them for what they do.
I disagree, Tracy. Tracy, truth be told, black people are the only group that we need leaders. Are we that stupid that we need leaders?
No, you don't.
Do you have Asian leaders?
No.
Asians just come up here and make money.
Listen to what I'm saying. Everybody has leaders. The question is, you don't know
who's leading
you.
Where are the Asian leaders?
They have leaders.
Where?
The Asians, the Arabs, they have leaders.
Where? Right. Where? Where?
They don't put them on TV.
I know the name of the Asian leader.
What is it?
Some young guy.
You know that. Alabama. Alabama, they have leaders. But no, listen to what I'm saying. They have leaders.
I ain't putting up poor man's
Alabama.
They own the leaders in the black community, and they make it
Alabama,
money off of it. Go ahead.
Alabama, but they have leaders. They have leaders.
There are more black elected officials than any other minority, yet
but
we
they
still don't.
But Alabama, that ain't a leader.
Tracy, we don't. That's the problem. We think we got to wait on somebody to come do something for us.
Sweetie, no. Listen to what I'm saying. Everybody is being led by somebody. The problem is black people don't know who they're being led by.
I mean, there was a documentary on not that long ago about the Detroit inner city schools and how children would sit in classrooms without teachers. I mean, and then they go to the board. The board was 100% black. The students were about 90% black.
Listen,
I don't get it.
You want me to get it for you?
Get it for me.
Get it. If you own me, then I become yours. And so I do what you tell me to do, and I might be black in how I do it, but you're white behind me because your money funded me. And I sold my soul
to you. I hear you, Tracy.
I
hear you, but why is it that we're the only group of people that we got to keep screaming black leaders? We need leaders. We need real leaders.
Because
we don't need leadership.
Hold on.
What was the leader saying when we killed them? Let me finish this one point because I'm about to go back in. They. What was the last thing our leaders started talking about before they killed them? Malcolm X started talking about owning your own businesses in your neighborhoods. We have not embraced free enterprise, free market. We hadn't done it. Everybody owns businesses.
Yes, we have. We have embraced it.
When I say embrace, I mean we don't have the resources too. Now that's what I'm trying to say.
When we had the laws have changed because of how we do things. We embraced the commerce of drug trade. We embraced the commerce of hip hop. And remember, they eroded the mind before they eroded the pocketbook. They took the male out of the home. Everybody's got a leader. The problem is they fractioned the whole systematic concept of family in the black community. They destroyed
I'm
going to
say
it.
This right here. A lot of our elderly, like a lot of people in the older people in the older generation, they are from a different time, and they think job. Most of them don't think business. We just, most of us don't. A lot of people do now, but, and now the resources aren't there. I will agree to that. The resources aren't there.
But
let's not act like everybody's just out here thinking like that. They're not.
But the resources were eroded from the mind. We have told people that they've got to have Calvin Klein on their behind instead of having money in their wallet. Anytime we go out and spend as much as we spend on what we spend it on and don't put it somewhere, that's a problem.
And
remember, we have
done
it because we have done it because of the indoctrination that they put in the black community. We don't even like how we look. Do you know how much money we spend on making our hair straight that's not ours? Are you feeling me with this? I don't even like my texture of my hair. I won't even take care of my own hair. I'd rather sew yours in. We need to understand it has been a brainwash. It has been a snow job, and it's worked very, very well.
I don't care about your
like
process.
I look.
Just don't have
I don't
no process
like the
hue
of my skin. And so when you talk about black leaders, what black leaders have done, they've been elected, but they don't lead. And they look like they lead, and they made what's his name? Al Sharpton, the voice of the black community. What kind of crap is that?
See, my point is this, is that we've replaced a knowledge with, I should say, style or some other thing. It's just like the lady, one of the ladies was present at the church bombing. Of the girls in Alabama was here in the area speaking, and she made the statement, "I still part of the struggle today." What struggle are you having today that is against people that are against you? You're against yourself. Your hand, the black community's hand, is against itself. You have enough money in your community to deliver your community 20 times over. But the thing is you won't spend it like that, you won't put it together like that, and you won't organize. You want to organize to fight Republicans that you think are taking your civil rights, when Republicans aren't taking your civil rights. In fact, all your civil rights that you ever got came because of Republicans, not no Democrats. Okay? That is the historical truth, and we can look it up any day of the week, any library, anything online you want to go to. Still to this day, there is no record of civil rights that Democrats have given to African American people in this country.
But they rewrote history and they rewrite it inside of liberality, and they don't study to find out if it's true or not. And we go and drink the water and carry it.
You read a liberal handbook, they'll have you convinced that Lincoln was a Democrat.
So wait a minute. So hold on. Yeah. I've got to take a break. But Diva put something on my Facebook page on yesterday or Saturday talking about Toni Morrison and her liberal book.
Yeah.
And the book she wanted to put in there, they said, was a little bit too illicit for them to actually put inside of a school. She sends me and says, "I can't believe they won't put that in their book." Do you understand?
I
shouldn't go in there.
No, that was not my stance. I asked you what you felt. My stance was in the negative. I don't agree with them putting that book into schools. Hello? Oh, she must have went to break. Hello? Where did everybody go?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. I'm confused at what they were talking about before they left the air. Can somebody fill me in? I don't know where they were at.
I can't do it.
Who is this?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. I'm like, I don't understand where they were at. All I heard was a bunch of ranting and raving.
Thank you. Yes, we're on break.
I'm just trying to figure out why everybody's so quiet.
They do that sometimes.
Okay, was it Alabama or was it Alex that was on the line earlier?
I guess that was.
No, because you sound different now.
Because I'm at my desk. I can't be screaming like crazy at my desk.
Oh. Okay. See, that's why I get y'all confused. You tend to sound different every now and again.
Yeah, I got to do like Barack.
Oh, my gosh, y'all going to quit. Y'all going to quit ribbing on my president.
You said it right, your president.
Y'all don't seem to want to claim him.
I ain't going to go there. I'm at my desk. I ain't going to go there.
So let me ask you, you think that the rural areas of Oregon, California, Maryland can secede, will successfully secede from their states?
I don't know. I hope they do, though.
I don't see it. I just don't see it. I mean, because for any state to survive, it does need federal support.
No, that's not true, because Texas is independent. Texas is completely independent.
Texas get a lot of federal aid.
They did a feasibility. You know these people ain't stupid. They did a feasibility study. These people ain't just trying to secede from the union without having done it. See feasibility studies and stuff. It can be done. It's not a problem.
No, to be honest with you, I don't think so. I think as much as y'all say liberals and me get in our emotions, I think a lot of this is coming out of people's emotions, because what do you have when it comes to the rural population? You have a lot of Republican voters. They lost the election not once but twice. So they see ideology becoming policy that they don't agree with. So basically, it's sour apples. You're upset because saying you're upset because you lost the election, but you're upset because your party's not in power, so now you're seeing an ideology being pushed that you don't agree with, and so now you want to secede.
No, Diva, I can't really scream, but I'm going to say this right here. They see a dollar that's about to go under. They see a national debt of almost $1 trillion. They see the Constitution being ignored. They see the biggest, and they said not being able to overcome that.
Constitution was being ignored under Bush and Cheney.
No, it's been ignored since, Lincoln. It started back. I mean, it was being ignored back then. But,
okay,
I mean.
So why now? I mean,
I think Bush passed the drones over the country. That's a 10-year-old program. So it was under Bush. They both been working together to do this stuff. It's not just Barack. So I'll give you that. I'm not just going to bash Barack. I think they both do the same thing. But let's not act like it's not being done either, because it is.
It is. And that's what I say again, and it's why I say this whole thing is a fallacy. And it's laughable because you have people on the left who are crying and screaming the end of the world when Bush was in office. Now you have people on the right doing the same thing. It's like anytime you have a Democrat in office, the right goes crazy. You have a Republican in office, the left goes crazy.
Oh,
and all we do is sit back and bash and tear the other side down. And then we act like we don't do it when the other party is in power. Just like Tracy and Jeff are doing now.
No. See, Tracy and Jeff don't say that.
Not at all.
You can't put Tracy and Jeff in the same sentence.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, because when's the last time you heard me not put both of them down at the same time? I just said it earlier today. They all the same. What more do you want me to say?
You don't want me to say it like this? What?
What part of that don't you get when I said it? When I said that there was things the Bush administration did that I don't agree with.
Did you miss that part of the equation?
Okay, but
yes, they did, because they're liberals and they hear what they want to hear.
Oh, so let's hear. Hold on, 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I just have one thing to say. This is directed at Jeff. Can I vote for a third time for Debbie Wasserman?
Yes, sir. I forgot my poll from last week.
I was listening on Friday. I do not think Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an attractive woman. In fact, I think she's everybody's ex-wife.
Debbie
Wasserman Schultz.
I don't know who she is.
She's
curly headed blonde lady.
Oh, you certainly saw Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Maybe I haven't paid attention.
Wait.
You know, to me, going through a divorce, all women are looking bad right now.
I take that back then. What are you trying to say? There is one in the room.
Well, yes, I know.
All right, I hope that lightened everybody up.
What did you say?
That was good, man.
Actually, people stopped me and asked me over the weekend who won. I said, Jeff didn't.
Nobody won.
You know who was good looking, though? The girl that Obama got in trouble for saying she was good looking.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was good looking.
She was
hot. Yeah.
I don't know if she's hot.
I mean, she was hot.
And I will defend the president on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's one of the few things where he and I see eye to eye.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you, Ben.
Yeah, so, I mean.
No.
Don't
no,
ever say I haven't stuck up for the president.
He's in love with Susan Rice. The president.
Susan Rice looks like the consummate bulldagger. I'm sorry. I don't want to be negative about that, but I'm saying that.
Jeff, why couldn't you like say she was masculine? Why you gotta call her a bulldog?
I said she looks like the spirit of that consummate person that is like that.
You could have said
okay?
The spirit
the manly woman in the man part of the same sex marriage, and I don't want to be I'm not trying to be offensive to those people, but I'm just because they're like they are who they are, and I don't dislike them because of that. I'm saying she looks like that. She has that reservedness, that underlying anger.
Let me say this. Now, hold on.
So she was a tomboy.
No, not tomboy. This is past tomboy.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
That's
Gary.
What'd you say about 440?
I'm not going to repeat it. Forget it.
I probably
no,
said.
She looks better than Michelle. That's my opinion.
Good.
That's why I think he looks hard at her. I think she looks way better than Michelle.
Now, wait a minute. Michelle, she's not a bad-looking lady, is she?
Yeah. No way.
You want my honest opinion? I mean, she may be a 2.5.
But can I say this? No, wait a minute. Hold on. No, wait a minute. Whoa. Is it because of who she is? Now, what about
Tracy.
Condoleezza Rice?
No.
Condoleezza Rice is not very good looking, but
she's about an 8.5.
But she's a nice looking.
So you said Michelle Obama's a 2.
2.5.
Condoleezza
Rice is 8.5. Yeah.
You need glass. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay,
here,
Debbie,
yeah.
Debbie
Wasserman Schultz. Don't put her in there.
By the way, you want somebody to judge on your scale.
The new Miss America is a 10.
She looks nice.
She
looks nice.
It should have been Miss Kansas. Miss Kansas should have got Miss America.
Because she got the gun.
Oh, man.
The M16 was sharp.
No.
I'm in love with this woman. Miss Candace, tattoo-wearing, ball-hunting, M16 shooting National Guard soldier.
That's my kind of woman.
She'd be
she had to quit motorcycle racing after she broke all the bones in her right hand.
Alex, your mic is on.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, that's messed up how y'all dogging Michelle. I say Michelle, you know, she's at least
well,
a six.
I give her a seven and a quarter.
Okay. But see, that's because Michelle is a very, very intelligent woman.
Well,
you may not like it. Listen, see, that's where y'all messed up.
No, according to Condoleezza Rice could have been the chairman of the NFL. Now, what better woman would it be to go out with someone who's that kind of? Because and she is the epitome of a good woman.
And who is?
Condoleezza Rice.
And Michelle Obama's not.
Is
not.
Like I said, I'm attracted to intelligence.
I'm gonna tell you that I can't say that she's not intelligent. She's very intelligent.
Yeah,
but that's Condoleezza Rice. Come on.
Yeah. Well,
have you
No.
I mean, are you read the world
like
the opinion about her?
Yeah.
Wait, different light, different person. Michelle Obama is she's highly intelligent. Condoleezza Rice is in a category all her own.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at the aesthetics of how a woman looks, I mean,
all depends on what you find attractive.
You're looking at her policy and who she is versus what she looks like.
I think she's a pretty person. I think she's far more attractive than Michelle.
I totally agree.
Yeah, if we're just going on looks alone,
I totally agree.
But once you throw in the intelligence factor, I mean, Michelle,
I hate to say,
Condoleezza Rice is prettier than Michelle Obama.
Definitely.
I'm glad I'm not a man.
Michelle Obama is the best.
Put a picture of them up side by side.
Is the best looking first lady we've had in probably 50 years, hands down.
No.
I think Marilyn Monroe was the first.
No.
I said 50 years.
Laura Bush. You went back to Jackie.
Laura Bush.
Oh, my God.
Definitely
Laura
Bush. Come on. Okay, now look. We're gonna go right here. We're going to take
out of a graduation.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your computers out, okay? Let's not go poll. Let's go look at some before and after pictures. Let's go look when before the end of the campaign, okay, at what this woman looked like versus what money does to you when you get into it, okay? That's money you're seeing on her now. You're not seeing her looks.
And anybody else, they didn't pay attention to how much the woman spent.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, she had some big spending spree, didn't he?
But they all do. I mean, you got to. You put me in the White House, and I'll show you how to spend a dollar.
The one thing you can say about
isn't she the first one that has had a full-time makeup artist?
No.
That's special effects artist, by the way.
No, Ben. No, and that's not. I mean, that's mean.
No,
and
it's not.
Yes, it is. Because
I'm not joking. They went to special effects to do their.
But no. Yes. But listen. No, makeup is makeup. You do shadowing and all kinds of stuff when you got a camera on you, and it is what it is. That you just can't get around that. But that's you don't want to be mean. That's facetious.
Not feeling mean. They doctor footage. That's special
effects. But they doctor everybody's footage.
What do you mean?
We're gonna doctor yours.
Wait a minute. Michelle Obama is first presidential wife to have a full time makeup artist.
There you go. There you go.
Whoops, that is.
Yep.
Now,
Telegraph UK.
Once again, I tried to say these things before and after. Michelle was not a beauty type
a
of person before.
Yeah.
She's a plain looking girl. As far as
go past that.
No other first ladies have consistently traveled with makeup artists.
But you got to find the source. You got to look at the source.
Well, who's
I can get on there. Remember, everything
okay.
ain't real.
We're on the radio.
This is Telegraph. This is the UK Telegraph. I mean, it's a respected newspaper.
Okay.
It's real. Okay.
So would you believe it if it was in the New York Times?
No.
Well, they won't print
First Lady,
like
Canadian Press. That sure was.
Can I say two
First
things
Lady
about
now
that
requires
real quick.
26 servants.
What did you say, South Carolina?
Well, this is Alex. Can I say just a couple things about that real quick, about the makeup? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that is, first and foremost, you know, there's a lot of pressure on women in general in politics. Never do you hear about, you know, how much men spend on their suits and things like that, how much money they're spending. When it comes to women, you know, it's just magnifying. That's how much money is being spent. Secondly, you know, especially you have a lot of pressure on women to look good and on their makeup and things like that. And I just think it's really insensitive to point out that she has a full-time makeup artist, especially because for black women, they have a harder time with makeup because most makeup is made for European women. They'll have 40 different shades for white people's skin.
He's right.
And for black women, they have, oh, you're either dark, medium, or light skin. There's, you know, they might have
fair.
One tone, maybe
no, baby.
Three.
And, Fashion Fair don't go on everybody.
Know,
I
you
can't wear
what?
Fashion Fair. It's too red.
And
fashion
you know
Fair
what?
Don't go on everybody.
Yeah, and Fashion Fair isn't even
yeah, and so,
anymore.
And so
it's
I,
hard to find.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm sure the first
you're
lady
about
of the United States can't find Fashion Fair.
I'm with you, Alex, on this one. We need to be. I mean, that's.
Here's another fact.
It is different.
This is. You know, we talk about the lavish trips and vacations that the first family takes. And everything like that, and I, you know, to that doesn't really bother me. The money that she spends making herself look better, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is, what are we getting for our money? I mean,
let me say this:
Laura Bush, when she went shopping, spent her own money.
Listen here, this
Michelle
is,
Obama,
this,
she goes, but she's spending taxpayer
this
money.
This is the issue. This is the issue. There are some things we need to be mindful of. Every first lady. From that goes forward from decorating the White House, they've done their own thing. Policies and what I think of your politics and your husband should not reflect inside of how I view your husband or wife. And sometimes we are we're more critical just based on bias than we should be. Michelle Obama's not a bad-looking girl. Is she Halle Berry? Absolutely not.
Yeah,
but as a black woman, as a black woman, if I had to – let me say this. Let me get
go
this
ahead.
Out.
Go ahead.
As a black woman, do I have to go and take more time than your girlfriend, your wife, your ex-wife, and anybody white getting dressed to go anywhere?
I wouldn't know the answer.
I'm going to tell you the answer is yes.
Oh, I guarantee you don't take more time than my wife.
Hear me what I'm saying. Just by the nature of the condition of my hair. See, I can't just blow and go.
Right.
And I have to prepare when I'm going somewhere. So I can't knock what you need to do. But we also need to understand is when it comes to beauty, it's in the eye of the beholder.
Right. But I'm not
I don't want to be that. But Condoleezza Rice, she was criticized for having lipstick on her teeth at the RNC. After all she said at the 2012 RNC convention, the most they could say is she had lipstick on her teeth, and we were so far away, she could have spit, and we would have never known it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, how did they get to that? They didn't say nothing about Sarah Palin have lipstick on her teeth.
Now, if her lipstick was on my teeth, I'd be able to see there.
That's something different.
But yeah.
It's judged differently just by the hue of her skin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what this discussion really has nothing to do with the First Ladies. What it has to do with is we have allowed our leader, our president, and his family to go from being public servants to being king and queen.
King and queen.
Exactly.
And it's not. And it didn't start. And it did not start with the Obamas.
Right.
It's been going on since.
Yeah. I mean,
probably the Trumans were probably the last.
Well, no. Look at FDR used a lot of special effects too now.
But the Trumans were probably the last. The last family that had an semblance of normalcy to the normal American family. Because, I mean, Harry Truman loaded his own luggage in his own trunk and drove out of the White House and went back to Missouri.
But we've done that to anything
You know, look at you know, how many people during FDR's administration had no clue that he was handicapped.
Oh, that's true. That's why the Resolute Desk was closed in front so that you couldn't see the wheelchair.
Right. Image is everything. Especially when you're the first family in the United States.
There's no doubt about it. But my point was this, is that we were saying, one of our callers and supporters said, Condoleezza Rice beats Michelle Obama in natural beauty and elegance, hands down.
Who said that?
Also more intelligent to know the power of servitude and had no desire to be the media servant. That speaks volumes to me because that's what I'm saying.
And see, and we have to realize that actually the impression of a person makes you look at the view of a person.
Well, that's unless Hillary Clinton goes to a voice coach, she has no chance of getting elected president.
I hope you're right.
Because
you know
she sounds like everybody's ex-wife.
Yes.
The tone of her voice, the screechiness, the shrillness.
Yes, you're right.
What difference does it make?
I'm going to take a break.
I never thought I would hear such asinine things come out of such intelligent people.
Yeah, that was a crazy segment.
That was just stupid. I didn't get that. I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out where. I'm sorry. I don't see Condoleezza Rice here than Michelle Obama, but. I guess as a woman, if I was a man, I would like curves on my woman. I like curves on myself.
Good woman. Michelle Obama.
I don't get that one. And to me, you can't compare white women, African-American women. You can't compare African-Americans and white in the same when it comes to beauty because we just look so different. We have such different features. It's like apples. It's like trying to compare an apple to an orange.
Well, I'm a man, and I do it. I'm a man. I'm going to tell you now, I prefer a black woman over a white woman. That's just me. I don't marry
well,
a man.
No,
woman.
I get all
the
that. No, I get that, and that's
she, well,
when
me,
you
see,
have
let me,
to.
Let me get the point out. All things she has, only thing, and it's like that in America, the predominant society has established that blonde women are the pinnacle of beauty. To me, that's just, you ain't turning me on because you got blonde hair. You ain't turning me on because I like a body, I like face. You know, Michelle Obama is a good-looking lady. Now, I may not agree with her politics, but the lady's a good-looking lady. She photographs well. People need to stop with that. Now, that makes the rest of the stuff sound as though people aren't legitimately logical thinkers. Like, you can't get up here and talk about that lady. Look at that lady, and she's a good-looking lady. And why would you compare Michelle Obama's, what, in her 50s? 40s?
Yeah.
40s? You compare her to what? Marilyn Monroe was 25, 26? Come on,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. But if you look at Marilyn Monroe before she had money, Marilyn Monroe looked very, very homely. What was her name? I forget her actual name. Her name was not Marilyn Monroe. And she had brown hair, and she had all she had going for her was.
She was just a normal female. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yes.
They just going in on this lady. This Michelle
and
Obama,
they got to see that when Michelle, these photographs that they have of Michelle was when she was in college. I don't know about, well, no, because when I was in college,
she
I was
bad
still
looking.
I was
she
still
was
looking
feebleicious
when I was in college, but that was back in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Black women didn't have that many options when it came to makeup and hair care
products.
Wait.
Michelle Obama wasn't in college in the 70s, huh? She couldn't have been.
80s. I meant to say the 80s. I'm sorry, 80s. Late 80s.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, man, if y'all going to say something, be legit. Now, you can't tell me. Somebody said Barbara Bush, Laura Bush, Barbara. I'm like, come on, man. Be
I'm
realistic.
Like, oh,
be realistic. Then when it comes to black women, the thing, when it comes to beauty, a black woman can look, they can be
orange, they can be dark, they can be, we got 40 different complexions we can be. So, I mean, and still be black. So, I don't.
But you know my thing about that is they were talking about she has full-time makeup artists. And I'm sure, Diva, you know about this, like buying makeup, foundation and things. Because my wife, she does acting and modeling. And, you know, when it comes to makeup, I see it can be difficult for a black woman to find good makeup. It's a lot harder for them compared to white women. White women have no problem because they got
exactly. I have to make.
And then you got people making pictures
makeup,
and characters of her looking like a monkey. So of course she needs to make sure. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna represent and look good and make sure. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
And when it comes to me as a black woman, I have to mix at least 3 different shades of foundation to get the right type of foundation to match my. I hate going to buy makeup. I really do. Because
right.
It's such a chore. Because
yeah.
I have reds and oranges in my skin tone, but my skin tone is a caramel toffee complexion. It's very complex. A complex complexion. And
yeah.
The makeup that I see does not fit that.
Yeah, and that's the case for most black women. They give you... They got the whole spectrum, and then if you black, they got one or two colors if you're a black
yeah.
person. And so, you know, in general, white people just don't have that problem. They can find, you know, just write in, just go to CVS or Walgreens
or
Rite Aid.
Or when it comes to hair, because Michelle Obama does not wear a relaxer. She wears her hair blown out. So she has to have a full-time staff to maintain her hair.
Yeah, she can't never come out with the fro.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you don't wear a relaxer, it's a lot of maintenance to wear. It takes more maintenance to wear natural hair than it does to wear chemically processed hair.
No.
That's why sometimes you see her with the wig, because when she became first lady, she was constantly. It's a lot of wear and tear on black hair when you add heat to it. So sometimes you have to switch it up. You have to throw on a piece. You have to throw in hair pieces, because when you wear hair pieces for a wig, it takes away a lot of that damage that's going to happen to your natural hair.
I mean, I personally think natural hair is actually easier, but
no,
it just depends. It just
for
depends
men,
on,
yeah, but not for women.
No, I'm saying even for women. I mean, my wife has been natural for the whole time. I mean, since she was a teenager. I mean, whole time we've been together, and it depends on how you wear your hair. Now, if you have natural hair and you're trying to wear straight hairstyles every day, straight European hairstyles every day, then yes. That's going to be difficult. But,
well, it depends on how you wear natural hair, too, and when we talk about natural hair.
Yeah.
When we say natural hair,
yeah, that's
we
what I'm
mean
saying.
Natural
depends
hair without
wear.
Any chemical processes, because you have different, and with the African-American community, you have different degrees of natural hair. Because my daughter has a natural hair pattern where she can wear without the apply heat or blow dry it out. And it'll look real pretty, and it'll stay moisturized. Whereas my natural hair is more of a tree bark type. I don't have a real curly pattern to it. And that takes a lot, because it dries out. My hair dries out so easily, I can't wear it in that state, because then it's going to look like dreads.
What's wrong with dreads?
I don't like dreads. I don't like them. And even dreads take a lot of maintenance. That's a lot of maintenance on that. To wash it, blow dry it, re-lock it.
Nah,
I mean.
Not really. I don't know. It depends on how you get it.
Yes, because
if I have
my hair processed, all I have to do is wrap it up at night, comb it out the next day. And I'm good. Or if I'm wearing a weave, basically shake it out, you know, tie it up at night, shake it out the next morning, and I'm good to go.
I just think it depends on how you wear your natural hair, because my wife, she's so on the move. She doesn't take a lot of she takes hardly any time on her hair. And it just depends on how you wear your hair. And she has
how long or short is her hair?
Her hair comes down her shoulders. I mean, it's a little past her shoulders. She has an afro. I mean, it's, you know, when it's in the natural state, it's, she got, yeah, she has a, it's very thick, kinky hair, afro, you know, and sometimes she, you know, she gets it straightened, you know, with the hot comb or flat iron or whatever. And she'll wear that for a little while, and you know, she rocks the fro or twists and, or, you know, braids or however she wants to do it, whatever. But well, now, I mean, she doesn't spend a lot of time on her hair at all.
Can you imagine if Michelle Obama decided to go with a fro?
Yeah, she. I mean, the press would have a field day. I mean, she wouldn't be able to do it. You know, not as First Lady of the United States. So that's why I understand.
That would have a problem would be Black conservatives. That would be the ones who would really have the biggest problem with her wearing a fro.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and it's so hypocritical. You know, and that's why I understand why she needs a full-time staff, because she has to keep up an image so that white people can feel comfortable.
Don't forget Black conservatives.
What did you say, Alex?
You guys are making me uncomfortable.
What did you say that makes me feel uncomfortable?
Well, Ben made me uncomfortable.
We were just talking about Michelle Obama because, like, for one of the things is that, you know, she doesn't have relaxed hair. Her hair is still, like, in a natural state, so she'll wear her hair pieces sometimes or you know, do the flat iron or whatever. And, my wife, she's natural as well. And, you know, we're just talking about how long it takes to do hair, like natural hair. And it's like natural hair, I mean, for Black people, you know, the fact that she's trying to keep up an image to keep white people feeling comfortable, you know, that's why it's going to take a long time for her to do her hair to keep it looking straight. But for her to be low maintenance, yeah, she could walk up, you know, she could be walking around the White House with an afro and watch how. You know, because that's how her hair is in its natural state. And if she does that, then watch how the news outlets, so-called conservatives, and we was talking about the Black conservatives, would be the first ones to be calling her a disgrace and everything.
Listen, no. Wait a minute, hold on. No, they wouldn't. We wouldn't be the first. The Democrat, no. Y'all liberal Black folks would be up in arms because y'all had a problem with the little ugly dress she had on.
She did.
That's because her dress is very homely and very Laura Bush. She dressed like Laura Bush now.
The black one with the little
Black widow dress.
The black one with the little red in the front.
That was the Black widow dress.
Baby, folks had issues with the little dress. So don't be messing with Michelle Obama with that.
She dressed like Laura Bush now. Before she became First Lady, she don't dress sharp. Dress homely.
She ain't never dressed sharp.
Who?
Michelle Obama.
Man, are you serious with those? She used to wear two-piece suits with a nice blouse.
My world is either in that I'm not in that.
Is there Barack Obama was first elected to the
U.S. No color
in
Democrats. She has really never been a fashionista diva now.
Not at all.
Never been. Never.
I'm not saying she's a fashionista. But I'm saying we like the way she dressed before she got in the White House. Now she wears one-piece dresses with a sweater.
She's spending.
Belt.
Diva, I guarantee you that woman is spending.
I don't care. We all know that rich
now
people spend their most money on ugly clothes.
But again,
and that's fine.
Hold on,
that's fine.
It is what it is. But no,
I mean, she's spending the money, but I mean, it's a different world. And again, you guys are right when you said we treat our presidents like royalty. And they do. They do. They spend some money. I'm just me. You know, I'm goofing up over here.
I'm like, what are we supposed to have? Raggedy looking leaders?
No.
Raggedy looking offices?
I want, I'll tell you what, Diva. I would rather see a president that was financially intelligent show up in a pair of bibbed overalls than somebody who doesn't know is behind from a hole in the ground showing up in a three-piece Armani
but
suit.
Now, let me say this.
No, I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. I don't want to see
our elected officials.
President Obama is doing what President Obama does, and he is doing what they with the ideology does in the party in which he represents. It is what it is.
Yeah, you're right.
We'd like
and
to
so,
see stature.
No, it ain't about what he sees. It ain't about his
Whatever.
Statue. That's why he runs up and down the plane. Hold on. Private caller, your mic is on. Hello?
Yes, this is Brown Beasley. I haven't been around for a while. I'm amused by the conversation. I've been listening for about 20 minutes. You guys are really discussing this.
Yeah.
You guys are really doing this. All right.
Yes, we are.
All right. I made a simple statement saying that I think Condoleezza Rice is hands down more prettier than Michelle Obama, and you know,
you got beat up.
More prettier.
Yeah,
more prettier.
More than that, Ben.
I'm attracted to intelligence too, though.
But there's three of us to say yay, and we don't have too many that are saying.
I think both of them. Neither one of them are pretty, if ask me. I think.
Yeah, you said it earlier. Neither one of them is a Halle Berry.
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think either one of them.
I tell you what.
I don't look at girls like that, but ain't none of them pretty. I will say this. Halle Berry's a good-looking girl.
You give me the choice of Halle Berry and Condoleezza Rice, I'll take Condoleezza Rice any day.
That's because you like her brain.
See, now, I may go with Halle Berry. I may go with Halle Berry on that. So maybe I'm not attracted to intelligence. I don't know.
What? This
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
I mean, because that makes a difference.
Yeah.
The brain makes a difference.
Yeah, but listen, I would love to have a conversation with Condoleezza Rice would be priceless to me.
Oh, me too.
Now,
I could
hear
her talking to Halle Berry.
I want to sit down and have a conversation with Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're listening out there, call in.
What'd you say, Diva?
It'll probably be like having a conversation with a robot. A bunch of nods, yes, agreeing, blah, 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 blah.
So you know what would be, right? You're right.
The View never invited Michelle Obama back. You know, for a liberal television show to not invite Michelle Obama back, that kind of tells you
that is something.
That is, yes.
And she has a reputation of being mean as a snake.
Right.
Okay, so,
I'm
sorry. Hold on.
I got a question. Go ahead.
Speaking of The View, Elizabeth Hasselbeck started her new job this
morning. This morning.
What's she doing?
Fox and Friends.
Oh.
They took Gretchen to the afternoon show. And
so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You said that she's mean. Now they
she
may
has a reputation. I don't know one way or another.
So is it that she just has a different culture?
Because Hillary Clinton has the same reputation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody from the military people, everybody who worked in the White House under the Clintons said Hillary treated them like dirt.
Mm.
From the Secret Service to the military. I mean, Hillary Clinton had the nerve to ask a master sergeant in the United States Marine Corps to serve drinks. I mean,
you're angry about that.
She was
the one who I am. Because
think,
she
didn't
so
he
deserves more
you,
respect.
Do you think,
he deserves more
Nancy
respect.
Reagan was a walk in the park?
No, I don't.
No, I didn't like her either.
I've met her personally, and I'll say this one. She was the most polite person I've ever met. When she had no reason whatsoever at all to give me even the time
of day.
Well,
you want to know something? I met her, too. I met her in Beverly Hills. At a restaurant, and I said something to her, and I didn't realize there were Secret Service people all around, but there were people with...
She blew you off.
No, she was very nice. She was polite. In fact, I was going in to have a wisdom tooth pulled in Beverly Hills at Dr. Alan Kay, and I went and had a drink beforehand because I was a little apprehensive, and I knew there was probably some pain. No, seriously. I went into a restaurant in Lower Beverly Hills. This is a true story. And I noticed these older ladies that were having lunch. and I noticed they had on like real fancy couture, and these were like old broads. So this was in 2002. This was in 2002, and these are like older ladies, and I didn't even make a connection between them and the guys in Hawaiian shirts with little earpluggies in all over the place outside and everything. They were positioned, but she had on like this this snakeskin print. Red jacket and, you know, fancy clothes that you would see, like, on, you know, runway models. And I noticed, I was like, oh, shit, that's, excuse me.
Let me finish up.
And I'll let you guys go.
You'll let us go.
Why are you shouting? Why are you so uncouth? You act like an orangutan sometimes. Why don't you calm down and let me finish the story?
Hey, guys.
Privacy, your mic is on.
Yeah, both of us don't.
Privacy, your mic is on. Hello?
I'm just...
Unlisted caller.
I'm here just listening.
Well, yeah, I met Nancy Reagan, back in 91,
yeah.
And, you know, back then I had long hair. I looked like a rock and roll rebel, whatever. And she took the time to come over, and as I said, you know, wow, Nancy, I can't believe I'm a big fan of your husband. And she came over and told me that he, you know, please pray for him. He's not doing so well. And then she continued to be walked into a store that she went early in the morning before it opened. And I was just really impressed that she came over just to even acknowledge me. You know, that to me, you know, that was something I never even expected would happen. So, you know, she's a very, very nice, compassionate person in my eyes.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, the thing is people are nice and compassionate to who they want to be nice and compassionate to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, her statement was that I know of. What are you going to do with the African American people? Since Ronald Reagan has become president and he got so much of the African-American vote, she said, well, I guess I'll have to deal with them. Well, that's not cool for me. So she'll treat you as a white-skinned person maybe one way,
mm-hmm.
but me as a black person, I don't think she would give me that same respect. Now, Brown Beasley says different. Maybe I'm wrong.
Make it about race. Always about race. Always the complaining black guy complaining about race.
Brown, shut up. Go someplace else, please.
I mean,
just complaining about race.
Yeah, sound just like the guy that's just like a girl.
Guys, it just ain't that serious.
It ain't that serious.
I mean, it ain't that serious.
It ain't that serious.
I mean, she almost did.
When someone can't take a joke.
She was a big-head witch to me.
I didn't know. But you never met her. I have met her. You met her.
I have met her and Ronnie. But I was in the presence of a bunch of other people from, full gospel businessmen and things like that at the time. So, I mean, there wasn't any, you know, one-on-one situation. But that's neither here nor there.
I feel privileged to have the one-on-one with her. And she really gained my respect. I mean...
But I have had one-on-one with President Obama.
But you guys realize
that.
And he didn't gain your respect?
Yeah. But you guys have to realize that people treat people differently in different environments.
Mm-hmm.
And people treat people differently based upon the hue of their skin, and depending on the environment that they're in.
But Ronald Reagan in the Help was the only president that equalized out the pay for the White House employees from the black employees to the white.
Wow! Now that's a real groundbreaking thing. Wow! He gave the butlers and the servants in the White House a raise. Are you serious? Did you really just say that?
No.
Did you really
Once
just
again,
say that?
Brown.
Did you just say that? You coon! You sell! You coon! You unbelievable. I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you said that. Ronald Reagan has done some good for black people because he gave a raise to the people that mop the floors and serve.
Brown.
They were getting less money up under all the other presidents.
I'm going to get this rebuke out on my own.
Okay.
Brown, we don't claim them and we don't play them. We don't do derogatory statements. I don't care if they color the color, because if the white man can't come in here and call me a coon, you can't call in here and call Jeff one either.
Exactly.
I hope you understand that. We don't play that way, and I will not tolerate it, and I don't care if whoever don't like it, it's just too bad. And I demand respect, and we're going to have respect inside this house forever, and as long as it's called Tracy and Friends. When it changes names, then you can do what you choose.
Yes, and this white devil agrees with you 100%.
Didn't I tell you then?
But Tracy, but
then you on a roll today. You got me cracking up today.
What the point of the conversation was is that Ronald Reagan righted a wrong that had not been righted. All through the other administrations, the black and the white servants in the House were paid separately. Employees, they are. They were paid separately. They had a white wage and a black wage. Ronald Reagan did away with that. So now, he gets always accused of being this great racist person. Okay? But the thing is if that was so, then why did he choose to change just that, you know, that particular little part?
Why did he choose to change back what Woodrow Wilson started changing?
Started changing, absolutely. And why? Up under his presidency, did black people pour into the middle class?
Is that white people in that sense do tend to care about the black people who are under them. That doesn't mean they care about black people as a whole. They care about the people who are under them and want to see them do well. Doesn't mean that transcends outside of that relationship.
And, Diva, can I say this to you? And I really want you to get this straight. If you don't think the Democrats don't do the same thing, then you are solely misled.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we
Ronald
tend to
Reagan
believe.
In that instance. I'm not talking about everything
Diva, I didn't say he was in love with black folks and he wanted to have his kids bring them home. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is they made out to make JFK like he likes black people. He liked black people he could use, but he didn't like black people in totality, and the family at large was not enamored with black people.
Not at all.
But the problem that we have is we somehow believe that if you got an R by your name and you're white, you're racist, but if you got a D by your name and you're white, oh, you love us. And no, they just know how to hide their racism better than the other ones do.
Here's the thing.
And
we
some of them are just straight out ignorant.
I wasn't.
Same thing.
If something came out about JFK,
JFK, Ronald Reagan, Carol Ford, George Bush, Bush 1, Bush 2, and then all of McGovern, all to go down the list. Goldwater, and you name them.
Is it very possible that there are people on this planet that have character that says right's right whether I like you or not?
No.
I believe there are.
Plenty of people like that.
Right's right whether I like you or not.
That's right. There's plenty of people like that. There's plenty of people that have character, and that was my point, because you have a myriad of stories that uncharactered people, the people that lack character doesn't mean that character people don't exist, and that was what my statement was earlier when I was talking about the people that voted and didn't vote. You have more people that are patriots that didn't vote. Okay, in the election, that did not choose a Barack Obama, and because of that, that is where you're going to have your problem at, trying to mix these liberal progressive policies with very conservative people, and I'm not talking about the highbrow conservatives. I'm talking about your farmers, your people that live out in the country, your people that do a lot of things. Don't get a lot of attention paid to them. They live their lives. They do what they have to do. They do everything they have to do to survive. This is not going to work. It's just not going to, and they're not going to stand for it either.
Well, history has a way of repeating itself. They want a civil
war. I hope not.
I mean,
Diva, do you know what happens if we have a civil war? What do you think will black people end up?
Of course I know what happens if we were to have a civil war. That would be stupid to even think about going there. But you have some idiotic, dumb people who think that that would be a good thing for America.
No, they don't think it's a good thing for America. They think there's no other choice.
They think it's a last resort.
Right.
Right.
Look at the Declaration of Independence. When the government no longer listens to the governed, it is the duty of the governed to change the government. That's
all
the Declaration of Independence says that.
The fact of the matter is, you live in a rural area where your numbers aren't so great. So depending on your voting power is depending on how your ideology will come out of the White House. If you voters like you don't get out and vote, you're not going to see your ideology in policy when it comes to government. So for you to get in your feelings and say, well, I don't like this liberal ideology that won these elections, whether you think it's fair or not, the fact of the matter is to say, well, now I'm going to get in my feelings and secede and start a civil war.
That's not it at all. It's when you force a book into my classroom that my child has to go through that says that Johnny has two mommies or has two daddies. And you're making that right, and you will not allow me to say that, no, Johnny, we were created by God. That's number one. Number two is when you take my money, Diva, and you start still pushing, giving people money and to say that what is taught in my classroom and taking care of people that want to screw and not have to take care of what the result of their screwing is. Or if you want me to be their provider of birth control and their provider of abortion. That's fighting,
again,
and it's worth
in your
fighting
feelings,
and dying for,
because
Diva.
Your ideology is not being represented because you were in the minority
Diva.
When it comes
Diva.
To
Diva.
Government.
Diva, let me make it simple to you. Your president, our president, my president, my government, your government, our government will never, ever redistribute my wealth.
Oh, my gosh. Gary, I get what you guys are saying.
Second paragraph, Declaration of Independence.
That you guys uphold a certain ideology. I completely get that. What I'm saying is your ideology is not going to be pushed forward right now because your party is in the minority.
Diva,
when it comes to the balance of power.
Diva.
So because your party is in the minority, they can't push your ideology and policy, you get upset.
No, Diva.
We're not upset.
Hey, listen, you're going to pay for it.
Second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the government governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is a right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to their safety and happiness.
Do you understand what that says,
Diva? I know the Constitution.
This isn't the Constitution.
That's
the point. This is the Declaration of
Independence. You're talking about people who think like you. You can't say that about everyone who thinks separately from you. You're thinking, people who think like me.
Sweetie, listen, honey.
It too easy.
Let me say this to you. The problem, this is the issue in a nutshell. Eventually, all of this stuff, everything that we're talking about, is going to have to get paid for. And you can't pay for stuff when you're broke. And pretty soon we're going to have people paying and doing things, and they're going to be broke, and they're going to fight because they're going to be taking money away from their children and from their family.
This is the same argument they had with the first Civil War. They felt like because federal government was trying to limit interstate commerce, which was slaves, that they felt that they had the right to abolish the Constitution and secede from the Union. And look
exactly
how that turned out.
Tracy, yes, you're
and look
correct.
How that turned out. They lost.
Exactly.
I'm looking through this list of stuff. I'm looking through this laundry list that they gave about King George. And our current government, and it's not our president, it's our current government, is currently doing about half of them to us now, again.
Here's
I'm looking through this laundry list in the
declaration. See, this is the issue. The difference between then and now is that you did not have an electorate that is, as I'm going to go back to my original statement, that is as ignorant. We do not get involved. We don't even understand what a representative government is. We do not pay attention to policy. The majority, we got 47%. Remember, you weren't here. I'm 53. But you got 47% of the population who does not understand what's going on
right.
at all.
And 47% of the population that pays no federal income tax.
But
too.
You've got 47% of the population that's not paying income tax. But you've got another group of people. We have dumbed down the American electorate so far. They don't even know what a privilege it is to be an American.
Wow, really?
We have no idea. And because we
you
do not
guys
embrace,
sit up here and you guys sound
Diva,
like
I'm
elitist.
Diva.
You sit up here and act like you know what's best for the 47% of Americans.
Diva, you've got to hear what I said, and you've got to dig a little bit deeper, baby. I'm listen to what I'm saying. And I'm not talking, if the shoe don't fit you, don't wear it. Don't put it on. But you can't tell me that when you look at the prisons in America, that those people have a patriotic feel, because patriots don't kill their brother. People that are patriotic and embrace America, they send their children to school and they make them learn. They don't go out and just have babies so that they can actually just pimp the government because it's my ride. That's not what people who embrace the privilege of being American, they don't do that. And we have a great population right now that is so disconnected from what America is. They've lost their creator, they've lost their family, and they've lost their country. That's why we have craziness going on all over America. And we're not paying attention, and it's done by design, and it's done because people are ignorant. This is well-educated people and undereducated, and it's not Republican, it's not Democrat. I'm talking about Americans. They are so disconnected from the system. And they've done this because they don't want you to ask them questions. They don't want you to hold them accountable. So as long as I keep you ignorant, it's okay. And because people rose up and started calling senators and congressmen and saying, we don't want to go to Syria, because if they hadn't, we would be there today.
And I still think we're going to end up there.
We might end up, don't get me wrong. But they've got to keep you dumbed down some more. They've got to get you back to sleep. Because we have to do what they have to do, and they have an agenda that's not yours.
There was a time when the congressman would call Dr. Dobson and tell him to call off the dogs. Now they're ignoring us.
Oh, there are no dogs.
I would like somebody to tell me what it means to be an American and what does
nobody's
being
telling you what it means to be an
American. Diva, my team, what it means to be an American, here's my speech. To be an American is a person who is free and takes responsibility for their own lives and the livelihoods of those that they are responsible for. And they will not allow anyone to take that responsibility from them because they are in charge of their own life. And they will not give their life over to anyone else. That's what it means to be an American. And an American democracy is built upon people who are responsible, a responsible, contributing, productive electorate. And what we have done is we've taken so many people and we have caused them not to become responsible and independent of the system.
So because
that we have now become a crutch of the system. I didn't say
so
it. No, Diva. No, that's not what I said. Don't put words. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
I know that's what you said, but Sticks made a statement.
Diva, I made the monologue right here. I don't know what Sticks said, 47, but that was another conversation. I said, you asked me what it was to be an American, and Americans are free, and they're free from the dependence of the system. And our problem is we have allowed our whole nation to become dependent upon the system. And as long as you're dependent upon the government, you cannot control it.
Everybody is dependent upon the government in one way or another. You just don't. You guys sit up there on your holier than now,
no,
not even holier than now, but your elitist platform in your conservative way. Yes, you do. Because everyone is dependent upon the government in some form or fashion. And you act like
Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you. with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
For more than 15 years, InfoCision has been a part of our area with locations in Austintown, Boardman, and Newcastle, and stands out from the competition.
Well, we have an incredible benefits package that includes medical, dental, and vision coverage. We have our on-site fitness centers and doctor's offices. We offer the 401ks where they can invest in their future. We have competitive pay rates to be competitive with everybody in the area and then still, you know, employ the highest quality people, and we're still growing and looking to employ more of the valley. We have the job hotline, which is 1-800-210-6269. They could also go to our website, infocision.com, and they can still even apply online.
Putting America and our valley back to work.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Looks like Alabama's listening in. And Diva's out there on the line. 614, is that you, Diva, or is that someone else?
No, that's me. I'm going to pick up my mom for work, so I had to switch phones.
Okay, and I've got Jeff and Ben and Styx. He's in the studio, and it's almost the end of the day. What a great day. Wow. Yeah, it did.
The Browns still lose?
The Browns still lost. But you know what I heard? They got a new coach. They got a new owner. They got a new bathroom. They got a new stand. They got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
They got to work the kinks out.
As soon as they get a new city, they'll
We can stay in the city. We need another quarterback.
You know what? My cousin called me yesterday and said the Browns lost. And I was like, was that news?
Well, you know, I'm glad they're so close because we don't have to worry.
Who did the Squealers have tonight?
Cincinnati.
Oh, they might win that one.
No, I don't think so. I think Cincinnati's
going to win. I hope not. No, don't get me wrong.
Listen, I'm a prediction right now. Cincinnati's going to take the division.
I don't know. Is Denver in the division?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just
that's right. They're in the West.
Right.
They're in the West.
Yes. No. In
Denver's region, going to Super Bowl.
I wasn't crowning them just yet.
I'm crowning them right
now. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, Alabama.
I got one thing to say. Roll Tide, go Bama.
There you go.
Well, yeah, you know, you guys are definitely hot in football.
Johnny who? All I got
State.
To say is Johnny who?
They may not beat Ohio State, but I tell you what, they'd be more than the Browns can handle.
Hey, listen, I need to throw out also, what in the world is going on at the Navy Yard?
You know, I'm thinking Al Qaeda myself.
Really?
Al-Zawahiri came out the other day with a, I don't know if they call it a fatwa or whatever, but said that the Muslims all over the world should do random acts of attacks against the West and the United States especially. And they're thinking that there was three shooters in this.
Yeah,
situation.
And wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't those the same people that
we're
trying to overthrow Assad in Syria?
Of course, yes.
Yes, who our president wants to help?
I know. Well, not only our president, we got stupid.
Right.
See, that's what
we got.
The
Irishman too.
Yeah. What's his name?
McCain.
Yeah. Boehner.
No,
they got the thing. I know these people. It's just like saying praise the Lord.
Doesn't that make them traitors?
Well, no, it doesn't make
sense. Well, explain to me, if they're aiding our enemies in other parts of the world, and these enemies are sworn to attack America, doesn't that make them traitors?
But can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't make the question that I have for you, does it make me a traitor when you don't know the cause and the reason that we're going?
Well,
this goes back to...
What's that have to do with...
It has a lot to do with it.
You helping the enemies of America.
It has a lot to do with it.
I mean, if you're telling me our president isn't intelligent enough and the other members of Congress aren't intelligent enough to realize this, then they're idiots.
Did I say before we went to break, if it had not been for the public outroar, we'd have been over in Syria right now?
Because the public was maybe smarter than our leaders. I'll grant that. But
no. They wasn't smarter.
Listen, Benedict Arnold, was he a traitor?
No.
No?
No.
He didn't give information and aid our enemies?
Did he have a wiretap?
I don't know what he had, but wasn't he hung for treason?
That doesn't mean he had... That doesn't, he
wasn't
just,
he,
no, no, he was not.
Yeah, Benedict
Arnold
to
was sent to England.
Yeah,
so,
England.
Now, was Snowden a traitor?
I don't think so.
Did he help our enemies? That's the question. If he helped our enemies, the answer is yes.
Well,
telling me if somebody
they say he helped
us,
our enemies because he told the truth on what they were doing to the American public?
No. Telling the Americans that we're being spied on, how's that help the enemy? The Patriot Act really basically says the same thing. We're going to be spying on Americans. Did that help our enemy? No, I don't think so.
He did more than
so
that.
There you go. Snowden's not a traitor. But our president and John McCain are traitors, in my book.
Well, Shane, they're not traitors. They're not traitors.
Isn't the duty?
You have to get a shot out of there.
Yeah, no, they're traitors. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
A shot. He's killing his people. And hey, I know those people. They're moderates. They're not far. You know these extremists. They're not extremists.
Right. And then what happens? CNN interviews one of them that says that they can't wait to get rid of jihad or Assad. And then they want a jihad against America.
America and Israel.
CNN interviews one of these terrorists. So I'm sorry. Our president, John McCain, wants to support terrorists against America.
No, but
they should be removed from office and tried for terrorism.
How are you just going to call out John McCain and not call out the rest of them?
Because this is, I'm calling out everybody who...
You ain't called out everybody. You just called out the ones that put a mic in front of them. Because if I'm not mistaken, Boehner was going to vote for it, was he not?
No, he said he wasn't.
No, Boehner
said no.
No, Boehner was coaching the president on how to sell it to the American people.
Yes, he was.
Boehner's just as guilty as the rest of them.
Well, let's arrest them all.
It's the entire...
Let's throw them in jail.
It's
let's try them. And we can send them all to England when we're done with them?
No.
Where could we send them?
England don't want them.
France.
I'd send them to hell if you want them.
Yeah,
no. But, you know.
Send them to Syria.
There you go. Let them help the rebels themselves.
Yeah.
Huh. Just give them gas masks so when they try to gas somebody,
you know what,
you can blow
Ben's
back
not,
in their face.
Ben's not here enough. And so when he gets here.
Yeah, so I have to get it all
you
out.
You've got
to
get it in.
3 hours, I've got to get it out.
I mean, he's not only here, he's only here one day a week, and I think he's getting very, you have issues.
Yes, I do. Most of them are governmental problems, but we can all solve that with a little lead, but no.
Let me say this, you know, Ben, you know, usually Ben, Monday, it's pretty fair. Ben's going to have an extra sandwich, an extra cracker, he's going to have a potato chip or something.
Oh, here we go.
I just want you guys to know, Ben walked in here today with a salad like Jeff. You're a bad influence.
Well,
he didn't share the salad.
I got here early.
I know.
I got here half an hour early for the production
meeting. He didn't call and say, are you hungry?
I was the only buddy here. I was the only person here. So, you know.
He didn't call and say, can I get you a little snacky snack? I was like, because usually Ben is good looking out. Now, Sticks used to feed me, but since his wife's eating twigs. I get no more.
No more vittles. No more vittles for you.
Jeff, you know, you don't you star.
You want dehydrated peppers?
Jeff brings us some
good
chips every once in a while, right?
No. It ain't enough to share.
Well, he has to have gluten free stuff. So
I don't care.
That means
he should be bringing meat.
You gonna bring the ribs next week?
As a matter of fact, we're going to have ribs on probably Thursday.
That's what she told me. I'm going to have to see.
We're
going to
have ribs on what day?
Thursday. I'm going to
sneak
out.
Thursday?
We're getting fed on Thursdays. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't get the memo, you know.
Okay, well, you weren't here for the meeting.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
You didn't make the conference call.
I didn't make the conference call or the meeting. And nobody gave me the minutes for that meeting about food. They told me to be nice. That's all they said. Be nice.
Yeah. I got to, you know, because you folks get underneath your skin, and it'll be nice.
I just want to know.
Wait. Go ahead. Diva put on her Facebook that, you know, something's wrong with the right when you got radio personalities debating who's prettier, Michelle or Condoleezza Rice, and their winner for them is Condi. Someone even said Laura Bush, I'm shaking my head. And one of her people and one of my friends as well said, Michelle is way prettier, although she's built like a Union bricklayer.
See, I never thought Union bricklayers
he
were pretty, though.
He said he's built like a Union bricklayer filter.
Meaning,
a stick figure. She looks like she could be from the Flintstones. She looks like Vilma from the Flintstones. I'm serious.
Are you serious?
You love Craig when you said Debbie Wasserman looks like look good.
I just want to know.
But I said who?
Debbie Wasserman.
Debbie Wasserman looks good.
I just want to know how we had a shooting in Washington, D.C. when it's illegal to carry a gun there.
Because
there was nobody carrying guns to defend themselves.
Thank you. Because the people that either can carry guns or the illegal ones will go crazy.
They're saying two white guys and a black guy.
With all these minor cities and all these democratic areas which you're not allowed to carry guns at,
right?
I think if there's a civil war, the inner cities are in trouble.
And look.
No, they got plenty of guns. They just ain't registered.
They sure do. And look, way back in the day.
They'll have to arrest themselves for using them.
Nation of Islam had so many guns, they used to come out to some of the remote places that I worked in as a meat inspector, and they'd go out in the field and they shoot stuff down. They shoot down small trees with the stuff they have. So don't think that there's some people that are unarmed. There's plenty of armed people.
You know me, I don't got things that'll shoot trees down. They'll blow them up.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
And as you, if you notice, the president let that go because he took it to the street and they said, no, we ain't going to do that. And that's why you ain't heard no more about arms. He'll say a little bit tonight.
We got a deceased 34-year-old Texas man, and they're still looking for a white male 40 to 50 years of age, and a black man 40 to 50 years of age.
Do you know how many sharpshooters there are in D.C.? That's a dumb place to go shoot up somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's a dumb place, why can't they find these two Tracy? You have to understand, there's people that are trained to around trained people.
Well, they said they were in military-style uniforms, and they've shot 12 people.
Thank you.
But there's a lot of people in military-style uniforms in D.C. I mean, come on, the Pentagon's there, for Christ's sake. You know?
I mean, but you got to realize, there's some serious people with some serious guns. I mean, they are marksmen there. They actually go out to the range and really don't do nothing else all day long but shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what, I had a pretty good grouping last week. At 1,000 yards.
So you're a pretty good shot?
Well, you're shooting a 50 BMG.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
BMG, ABC, 1, 2, 3, you and me.
It's a bullet about 9 inches long.
No. It was a 50 caliber. Boy, that thing has a kick, but boy, is it accurate.
Yeah.
Holy night, beautiful. I mean, they are so big.
Why would you want to shoot anything that big?
Those guns they cost about 10 grand.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Oh my gosh.
They are.
Now, you know,
because I'm like AT&T, I want to reach out and touch someone.
Touch somebody.
I mean, they're what 20? What are they? $20
well,
an hour
I don't
or something
to,
like
I don't,
that.
I don't want to shoot at somebody that could shoot back and actually hit me. I mean, why would I want to shoot? That's why.
I want to stand on one corner and shoot the stop sign off another corner. 2 blocks away.
Before they even see that.
Have you ever seen that YouTube video of those two Army snipers home on leave deer hunting?
No.
It shows this shot. It's like 1,000 yards. And then it starts panning back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, what's interesting is to hit that target, you literally have to be at least 12 feet up and around 4 feet to the left of the target because the barrel has a right-hand spin.
And
it's amazing how far off target you have to be to hit that target.
Now, at 1,000 yards, do you have to take into account the curvature of the earth? At 1,000 yards.
You have to take in everything
some
from
of those,
end.
I was watching a thing on Military Channel. Some of those shots, the spotter, they actually have to do the calculations to take into account the curvature of the earth.
Well, that's only because through the optics, the stuff comes up, you know, the haze, and, you know, depends on the temperature and what you're shooting through. But if you're shooting through, like, just non-paved ground.
Man, what was that Soviet sniper's name from the Second World War? Let's Google that.
Snowden?
No.
Snowden? No.
Listen, I want you guys to know something. Last night I slept about 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I was busy, and I found out I'm almost as young as I was when I was 21. But my gas tank has just turned on the red light.
Mm. Well, listen, the target I was shooting at was about the size of a car. Yeah, so because the size of the target I was shooting at was about the size of a car. And I was just amazed that I was able to hit that.
I'm trying to tell you my story about how sleepy I'm getting right now.
You've been sleeping the whole day. Even when you gave out the phone number, it wasn't on speed dials this morning.
That's because I'm tired.
It was the phone number is 330-555-1212.
Don't give out the wrong number. What's the number, Ben?
I have no idea. I'm dyslexic.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. We'll be back tomorrow. And I know it's going to be an open mic. I don't think we're going to have any guests coming in. Jeff and I will be here.
I'll call in.
You can call in.
I'll call in.
Are you going to be nice?
Man.
Be nice or accurate?
Be nice.
Okay.
No more bad stuff. No more.
Nothing bad.
No more.
You need training, man. You need to come in with me on Tuesday.
You want to talk about something good? We'll talk, yeah. You want to talk about something good, we won't talk about
government.
Hey, listen,
guys, we love you. God bless you. Have a good afternoon and a good evening. We'll see you on the other side. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh-baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown.